Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. It was 50 years ago today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, is dead. The President is dead. Let us pray.
ABC's Don Gardner was elected on the nation back in 1963. His colleague, Pierre Stallman, traveled with him.
There were three loud, reverberating explosions. Nobody moved. Everyone seemed stunned. A few seemed to look around, wondering who has the firecrackers. And suddenly the Secret Service
went to action.
Your backyard.
else away. Yeah,
but it's not what help we need.
Tight fingers, Joker. You can use all the help you can get.
Stress relief.
Backyard with you. Athletic help. You know, a hot spring spa. What do you mean? This is an excellent
up to be? Listen to Straight Talk Rose with David Gold every Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Talk 600 WSON.
Listen to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that covers the Valley issues that matter to you. Global topics and news of the day. Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSON. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And good afternoon, everybody. How are you? How are you? I'm here to say hello to you. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff here in the air chair, here to talk to you about what's on our mind and hear from you about what's on your mind. I wondered if everybody knows that's online that listens to us that we also broadcast terrestrially on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial here and on WSOM 600 AM on your iHeart radio dial. So you can catch us all over the place and, you know, as to listen and to take part. And you can also get us at Tracy and Friends at Blog Talk Radio and at blog at TracyandFriends.com. So we're well covered. We can do all the stuff that we can do here and talk to you. So tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody, hey, come on, let's talk about it, because we talk about the issues without being politically correct. We talk about the issues without cringing and holding our breath and not speaking about something that is obvious. I'm not going to delay a caller I have here online because it looks different. I don't know this number, so I'm going to bring in 978. You're in the air on Afternoon with Tracy and Friends.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, what kind of number are you calling me from?
I can't tell you that. You can't know everything.
I'm writing it down.
Don't write it down. This is a backstory number. Don't write this one down. How you doing, Jeffrey?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? It's raining.
Yeah.
It's not raining here. Where are you at?
Yeah.
Well, you headed up to where it rains and snows all the time. So you know, you have nowhere else. You have nothing else to do but to deal. Well, you know what I was going to open up with today. You probably know, because
you were going to tell me that you became a Democrat overnight.
Yeah. Right. You know what? I'm sorry for saying this to people that it might offend. I could care less about being a Democrat. I will not be a Democrat for any reason. And so, because of what they stand for and because of what you see going on with their party here in D.C. right now. This is the biggest hypocritical move that you've ever seen, and it's also a great power play right here. And yes.
It's not a power play.
Okay, what is it then?
Because you know what they don't. It's called bait and switch.
Well, yeah, of course, bait and switch.
It's all about changing the conversation. Change the conversation from healthcare to anything else.
Much bigger than that.
Please turn the channel. Because if you don't turn the channel, you got to turn the channel, turn off the conversation, quit letting the American people know what's going on in Washington. So let's talk about something, and we'll shoot ourselves in the foot today, because tomorrow we'll... This is what's wrong. Think about this. They're going to put a bullet in their foot today, not realizing that it's going to go in their head tomorrow, because they will not always be in control of the Senate. And with this move, what they're talking about doing is changing the rules of the Senate to where there is no such thing as a filibuster. So what happens when they are no longer in power and Republicans get back in power? But they would rather kill themselves today than to think about tomorrow.
Well, I think it's much more dastardly than that, Trace.
I think that what they're doing
is they're getting ready to overload the district court in D.C. because that's where all the Obamacare cases are going to come, and they're going to fill it with liberal people that are going to absolutely legislate from the bench, and they're going to pass single payer. You're looking at everything right now. You're looking at climate change. You're looking at all the things that they want. They're going to force their way and get. And I'm looking for the military. I don't understand.
They're going to do it because the judicial power says the legislative power.
They are going to legislate from the bench. Yes, they are.
Oh, no, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
That would be bad.
Well, I don't, you know what? I don't know when the next president comes in whether they can do away with those people or not.
These are not life appointments, are they?
I don't know. I have to look into that. Because if I were the Republicans and we got back in power, oh, my God. I would give you nothing again, because you know what? You don't have the people of the United States in your mind. You don't have them and the welfare of them in mind at all.
But Jeff, this is so exposing. They're not concerned about the right thing. They're concerned about, I'm not even quite sure what thing they're doing. Because they're
concerned about
is
power.
Yeah.
What power? Well, you're talking about the power of the presidency, is what I'm saying. They're in control of the United States.
What power? What's power if you don't have people to have power with and are over? And if you destroy the American people, then you won't have power. You just have to receive power.
Right.
I mean, if you kill anybody, who are you going to have power over? What does that mean? Because eventually somebody's going to take power over you.
Well, they don't know that. They don't know that. And so that is something that's really deep, because they think that they're going to run the table. And that everybody's going to be so in love with all these things that they're going to just fall in love with this.
Where do the American people come in?
Well, this is the case right now. I look for the American people to react. Here you have a president with 37% approval. And that's a real number because his own thing. He goes and he calls the press in and gives them marching orders on how to defend him. And that is so crazy. You tell people that He owns the press. Oh, he doesn't do you. He doesn't. Yes, he does. They do whatever he tells them to do. And guess what? You're going to see every positive story on Obamacare that you could possibly see. You will not see any negative ones unless you come through the Washington. What is the conservative paper? Is it the Post or the Times in Washington? But So you're going to need somebody to stand up, and there's nobody, you know, that can do it but Fox right now. And everybody on Fox is not convinced. I tell you what, O'Reilly makes me. Go ahead.
Did you not see where yesterday when he came out spoke to the press in reference to what was going on in the Senate, was in total opposite of what he said while he was a senator?
Absolutely. I'm trying to pull that up right now so that I can let the people hear that, the ones that didn't hear it on TV today. And
how can you defend something when you are in power and you're trying to get something else done, but then demonize it when somebody else tried it?
Well, they just did it, he and Harry Reid both. So we're going to see. Like I said, he is, the president is, you know, on the ropes for real, because this Obamacare stuff is terrible. And now, look what they did there. Pushed that open enrollment back 1 month to right after the midterm elections. So they can lie to you and fool you again and go back into office because, you know, the Democrat followers are we'll put them back in, That's what you're going to get. This is crazy. And this is dangerous. And this is a dangerous precedent. You just moved into the age of dictator in America. Plain and simple, that's where we're at. And this is going to be a terrible dark time in American history. And they're going to wage war. They're going to put their ideologies that non-working anywhere in the world ideologies in place, and they're going to destroy the way this country runs. And I don't know if we'll ever be able to recover from it. Well, you left me.
Say.
Yeah.
No, I'm still here.
Well,
now I know what it's like when we have those aha moments and everything goes silent.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Now, here, check this out.
When will the people wake up?
Oh, I don't know. Wait, I don't have any sound on your computer. It's all the way up there.
Hit the mute button. Look down the mute button. That's bottom.
We're at. I don't see
the bottom
me.
Right corner. Now it's the bottom right corner.
Mm-hmm. That's all the way up. Everything's playing. Okay, it's just not playing through for me. Well,
you know what?
Ah, that's why. That's why. I got it. I got it. Yeah, I had to hit program. Program, yeah.
And audition.
And audition, okay.
In the Senate.
And audition. I did that. Well, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOL AM 600. Tracy's not there, but she is here.
Well, listen just for a minute, Tracy. I want everybody to hear this.
Okay.
This is Harry Reid in 2005.
To change the rules of the Senate. Rewind now to 2005, when Democrats were the minority party.
And for people to suggest that you can break the rules to change the rules is un-American. These minor changes that I'm suggesting wouldn't affect anyone. Ultimately, this is about removing the last check in Washington against complete abuse of power. Mr. President, rules change around here. They change, regardless of one's political affiliation. Americans understand this is a partisan political grab. So, Mr. President, we're going to go ahead and change these rules. We believe in following the rules, not breaking the rules. To do what's right for the country is to change these rules in the Senate. I would never, ever consider breaking the rules to change the rules. We need to change the rules. That's improper. It will change the Senate forever, and that's not good.
I would never, ever think of ever changing the rules of the Senate.
Never, ever.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah?
What have you always learned? Never say never.
Never say never. That's true. So now Harry
Droopy. I'm sorry. Write this down. If you want to learn a lesson, learn it from Harry Reid. Senator of Arizona. Nevada. Never say never.
Never say never.
Because it'll come back and bite you in the butt.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Oh, man.
So this,
it's un-American.
This is un-American.
It's un-American. So what happened, Jeff?
Well, he became un-American. He became un-American.
What happened to make him become from American to un-American? What happened? Do you think
he was on
Do they not realize that everything that they say is recorded?
They don't care because, you know what? Now, I haven't heard one single Democrat national...
Goldman Frame House Gallery, a professional
frame shop
and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Live weekdays from noon to 3. Listen to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that covers the valley issues that matter to you, global topics and news of the day. Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. Have you been thinking that the stock market and 401ks aren't what they're cracked up to be? Listen to Straight Talk Wealth with David Gallner every Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back once again, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We're going to pick up where we left off. We're talking about the nuclear option being used in the Senate yesterday, something that they swore they would never do, and they denigrated the Republicans for saying it. And let me say something here, too. Ted Cruz and Mike Lee tried to tell you that they were going to do this is what was going to happen. And they were denigrated because the government shut down for a few days. And the Democrats made this huge thing. And I'm talking about the Nationals. I'm talking about the Nationals. That's I'm perplexed. I'm sorry. I'm very perplexed. 724, go ahead and say something so I can relax.
Hey, this is Steve. Jeff, how you doing?
No, Steve, you're not in. 724.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
I've been hearing you talk about this because it kind of got glossed over in the news last night, but I wanted to – you were talking about – you played Harry Reid's comments yesterday back in – I think it was 2005.
Yeah.
There was another senator, and I'll read with you, read you exactly what he said. He said, "I urge my Republican colleagues not to go through with changing these rules. In the long run, it is not a good result for either party. One day Democrats will be in the majority again, and this rule change will be no fairer to a Republican minority than it is to a Democratic minority. I sense the talk of the nuclear option is more about power than fairness. I believe some of my colleagues propose this rule change because they can get away with it rather than because they know it is good for our democracy." That was in 2005. It was a junior senator from Illinois named Barack Obama.
Senator Barack Obama. Yeah. 843 and
so that's what he said in 2005. One day Democrats will be in the majority and this rule will be no fairer to a Republican minority than it is a Democratic minority. Yesterday he said, "I support the step a majority of senators today took to change the way Washington is doing business." Jeff even used the founding members in both
times.
Yeah, one time he says that that's not what they envisioned, and then yesterday that's exactly what they envisioned.
No, they envisioned it because he's dead in the water right now. They have to do something to make him be successful in this second term in getting past all this craziness that the left wants to pass. So now you're going to see more and more climate change. He just about killed the coal industry in America right now. With his last round of things that he put on the coal industry. Okay, now he's going to do that. He's going to do climate change. So maybe our little steel mill here that's putting such a big thing on our in our community here goes away. See, that's the kind of idiotic thing that that this guy does. And so I'm really, really ticked off. Go ahead, Steve. Tell me what you're going to say.
Yeah. Today marks the anniversary of John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time period, I was living in Philadelphia then, and I was coming home from school.
Yeah, Steve, why are you talking about John F. Kennedy when we're not talking about John F. Kennedy?
Well, it's an anniversary day.
Well, the man is dead. He's gone. There's nothing we can do about it. They're lying about who killed him and won't tell you.
No, I don't think that's a lie. I think that Lee Harvey Oswald, he acted alone. I don't believe our government had
well,
anything to
do. You know what? Well, did nobody?
Here again, I could be wrong, Jar.
Well, I'll say it like this, Steve.
Might have put him up to do it. But,
listen, Lee Harvey Oswald didn't shoot nobody. He did not. He was a patsy. He didn't have. He wasn't a good shot, first of all. That's first of all. Was not a good shot.
Jeff,
you don't believe that he
didn't kill him.
Jeff. Hold on.
843, go ahead.
Stop.
You're open.
Here's the thing where people are wrong about that. Lee Harvey Oswald was a Marine, okay? And you cannot leave Marine Corps boot camp without being a marksman. It's just not going to happen. So, he may not have made that shot, but to say that he was not a good marksman, that is not true.
I'll take that back because I've heard that. But once again, I didn't want to get away from this, and they must have called Steve into the White House the other day to tell him how to change it. Whenever somebody's talking about Obama, change the story. Because, look.
Here's the thing about that nuclear option. Well, personally, I don't like what people do put down our president.
Well,
Diva doesn't like that.
I could care less. Okay, you understand?
The nuclear
I understand.
The nuclear option.
You know, that's like
hey
the young lady
hey
is doing.
Hey,
you know, she does not.
Hey.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, I got rid of him. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the issue. I know this commemorates the death of JFK, but there are more important fish to fry today, and it happens to be current event. And I know it's open mic, and Steve, I appreciate you so much. But right now, I need to know why you call it a nuclear option inside the Senate. The word nuclear means something.
Yes.
And why would you call it nuclear? And whether Republicans do it or not, this is not a good idea to change the rules of the Senate for a nuclear option. Bad name. Nuclear means destruction, if I'm not mistaken. That's what nuclear
exactly.
does. It destroys the foundation and the functionality of what it does. When the Republicans did it, I was not for it. The Republicans never did it. But they actually talked about it. So when they talked about it, it was a bad idea. And now that Democrats, it's a bad idea. And we need to understand these guys are not. This is not smart. You don't shoot yourself in the foot and think you're going to walk a mile, because you're not.
Well, the issue
and
Jeff,
when you talk
crazy.
About stacking the court system, that's scary.
I agree 100%, Tracy, because what you've got is they haven't stacked the Supreme Court yet because, well, the justices are still there. Now, but you can stack the Court of Appeals.
D.C. Court of Appeals.
And the circuit courts. And that in itself, I mean, you can just totally destroy it because it'll never go anywhere. They want to start doing this stuff by regulation instead of the regular process. And what I can't understand is why in the world would they rail about it and say it's wrong, but then turn around and use it for themselves? That's not the height of hypocrisy. I don't know what is. And trust me, people are paying attention to this. There's a reason why people watch Fox News. because they can't get the information anywhere else. The mainstream media has gone silent.
They've gone silent because they were called in. You saw that yesterday.
He called. Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody.
Now where is that at today?
Nowhere but on Fox. Not to say that Fox is the only news source, but my gosh, man. I mean, Juan Williams, Al Sharpton, the whole left media. Everybody on the left was called into the White House.
Yeah, so they'd all say the same thing.
I remember a few years back Diva was talking about the Republicans enforcing or taking up the nuclear option, and she was railing against that. I wonder what she feels about it today.
Oh, it's fine. Because finally, we'll get something done in Congress with President Obama, and then we'll see how this stuff will work. Yeah, what you've done is you've just put in power a dictator. And because he has been a dictator all along, he has not worked with anybody to do anything. And no more than about two different subjects did he work with anybody on. And those are things that didn't matter. Everything else he's gotten his total way. And the only thing that one good thing is he cannot do immigration reform without the House. That's the thing. It cannot happen. And so, therefore, I would continue that thing. If Boehner allows this, he needs to go. He
yep.
needs to go.
But I tell you what,
they're
not talking about Obamacare right now.
Yeah, well, they are. Not, oh, they ain't going to talk about it at all. You're not going to see anybody on the left, a major news outlet, talking about this stuff. You're not going to see
it. Boy, if the people are as upset about it, you've got Obamacare, you've got the power grab in the Senate. This essentially shuts down any debate in the Senate.
Yeah, there's
if you're
no debate.
A minority party, you get no vote, nothing. You can't even say anything. Period.
Nope. So now you have a totally worthless Senate, except for this rule. 200 years, ladies and gentlemen, 200 years. You have to start recognizing this. Now, I know that I have just as many people that agree with me and disagree with me out there in the audience. And it is crazy. You know it's crazy. And you're letting it happen. And you're looking at the things that are happening. You're looking at the thing that is happening, and you're seeing all types of things that have never, ever been done.
Hey,
and
Jack,
these are not, yeah.
You said that they're looking at things happening.
Yeah.
You said that they're looking at things happening. Can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of Eyes Wide Shut?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't see what's happening. It's almost like looking inside of a kaleidoscope. You really don't know what you're looking at while you're seeing it. And people have been blinded from information. That's why they called in the people that they called in, because they need another message going out there. Remember, it is all about keeping America ignorant. And our democracy only works if you have an educated electorate.
Well,
yeah.
We don't have
Tracy,
a very... Go ahead, Lee.
Tracy hit it right on the head there, Jeff. It's ignorant in the true sense of the word that they just don't know or care to know how our system works. It's why they set up senators and your elected congressmen, because that way... Every state has two senators with equal amount of power. That way you have a senator from Rhode Island that's just as influential as a senator from a big state like California or Texas.
You know,
they have these rules in place, and they didn't do them because they were ignorant people. Our founding fathers were very smart, and they had seen and they took the best from the systems that they had put in. But you do this, it almost makes it to where, you know, how we had a purging of guys like Mike DeWine that were that gang of eight that, you know, banded together and stopped this back in 2005. It almost makes it seem like they were in the wrong. You know what I mean? Because Republicans should have did it back then and just did it away with it. Because I guarantee you, and most of the people that have been in the Senate for a long time, they're saying, okay, we know our time will come, and you're not going to like it because they'll take it one step further and include Supreme Court nominees with a straight majority vote.
And this is not good. Even legislation. This is not good.
It is not good.
It's nuclear.
That's why they
called
it the nuclear option.
It's destroyed from the inside out.
They called it the nuclear option because it would destroy the fabric of the Senate as we know it, or used to know it. But, yeah, it's ignorance, Tracy, and sometimes it's willful ignorance, or like you said, eyes wide shut.
You know, really, it's not willful because it's not.
Hey, we gotta go. Be right back. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. I'm too ticked off to listen.
James Ferreira at 1:15 p.m. yesterday afternoon. The jury informed the court they found Ferreira guilty on all three counts of aggravated murder for the 1974 killings of Ben Marsh, his wife Marilyn, and their 4-year-old daughter. Fingerprints taken from the crime scene 39 years ago matched Ferreira's. A woman in North Warren says she was beaten and robbed by a man claiming to be collecting donations for the Salvation Army. The young mom says the man knocked on her door and he was dressed in a dark blue suit. He gained access into her house, hit her over the head with his gun, and the woman needed 13 stitches. She says the man stole $400 in cash from her and police never found him. And for a second day now, their Durard Junior and Senior High School was evacuated because of a natural gas odor. The same thing happened earlier this week. The classes are now canceled Friday so crews can determine exactly where the odor is coming from. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
From the first shots fired at the Battle of Concord in 1775, this great country was founded on personal freedom and the private ownership of firearms. In keeping with that tradition, National Armory is working hard to support your Second Amendment rights. Visit National Armory, now at the old Buckeye Firearms location, in Streetsboro, Austintown, and Rogers.
Sophie landed in the hospital after falling at home. Sophie was sobbing when her doctor ordered rehab after surgery to repair her fractured hip. Spending 6 weeks at a rehabilitation facility for therapy meant leaving home, but more importantly, leaving Princess, her furry, purring companion of 12 years. At Crandall Medical Center, we understand the bond between you and your pet. Crandall Medical Center is pet-friendly, allowing your pet to join you during your rehabilitation stay. The goal of our therapy and nursing staff is to get you both back home comfortably, safely, and quickly. At Crandall Medical Center, the nursing staff and therapists kept Sophie smiling as she was getting back on her feet and Princess purring. Crandall Medical Center on the campus of Copeland Oaks in nearby Sebring. To find out about our pet-friendly policy, visit us on the web at crandallmedicalcenter.com or call 330-938-6126. That's 330-938-6126.
Listen Sundays at 8 a.m. for the Heritage Baptist Church Weekly Bible Program on News Talk 600 WSOM. Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy. Like ETI Technical College, creating quality programs in demand fields with options that save you time and money.
We offer several different programs, law, business, medicine, web design, accounting, some skilled trades. We give the students an opportunity to focus the curriculum solely around their area of interest, trimming away a lot of the fat, you know, saving them time, saving them money. Two things as you get older, you're going to wish you had more of, is time and money. And a college like ETI is able to save you both.
Putting America and our valley back to work. To find out how your business can be a part of our program, call 330-783-1000. That's 330-783-1000.
Steering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically.
I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I personally will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Well, we're back. We're back once again. Sticks had tried to get me to play something, and I can't read what it is he told me to try to play. But I'm going to say this out here. Everybody, just please consider these things in the midterm elections. Because if the Senate stays like it is in the midterm election, because he's not going to do too crazy a move before then. He's going to make you feel very comfortable with this change by not doing something crazy. And the thing is he's trying to overload a court that the court says that they don't have enough work for any more judges right now. And that's the D.C. Circuit. But he wants to load it up. Why? Ask yourself the question, why? Most people don't know what I just said. They don't know that to be true. It's true. You have entered into a time where somebody is acting the dictator. And 724-843-978, all of you all can chime in at any time. And
hey, Jeff,
you know,
I got a question.
Yeah.
I need to know, it's my understanding that there have not been any confirmations. Now, the president has attempted to appoint to the federal bench, and the confirmations have not been there. Now, I understand that we don't want them there, but have they just actually just upset the whole thing because we don't want them there? And how do we actually find judicial candidates that are going to rule based upon law and not based upon their own ideal? And I think that's where the problem comes in.
Yeah, you know, and here it is. Here it is. It's just like this. people are so stupid. It's beyond me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say that. There's some people that are just stupid, and they don't think. If you thought, just think about what this means. A rule change, 200 years? 200 years has never been changed on purpose. Doesn't matter which. Yeah.
It hasn't been changed, but my question is, the judicial process is not, the process inside the Senate is not working. Now, I've got to say that, because no one is getting confirmed.
I hear you.
Because, so the question is, how do we start getting the ball rolling so that people can get confirmed?
Well, the thing is why you want somebody... Why do you want somebody confirmed to a circuit that is already overloaded? You don't hire more workers when you don't have enough work.
But this
is not what he's doing. Okay.
My question is, even when the Republicans are in office, they have a hard time with the confirmation process.
No doubt about it.
I mean, the problem is they can't get the number to actually get anyone confirmed just based on partisan politics and not on what's going on with them. And that's where our problem is. On both sides. Because when Republicans in, the Democrats do the same thing, and when Democrats are in, the Republicans do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I just can't really get to this. There was a thing I was reading that CNN, and now before I read this, 330-261, you're in there.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Calling on my lunch break.
Great.
This is, like, scary. It really is. doesn't this take the conservative vote away from the Senate?
It takes the – yes, it does take the conservative away, definitely. The minority now and probably forevermore will not have any power in the Senate. Okay, this is come the time when you really don't know what has happened. Well, I'm not saying really. I mean, people realize something has happened. But a lot of people don't follow news and they don't follow how the Senate works. So – you know, you're looking at this craziness, this crazy craziness, because they want to make something work that can't work. Obamacare
is not going to work at all. Well, you know what is going to work to do that? Maybe this will calm you down some.
Okay.
What brought us Reagan? You know, what brought the country Reagan? Carter, right?
Okay, yeah.
He's one of the worst presidents we've had. Barack Obama is going to bring us, not Christie, but he's going to bring us a Marco Rubio or a Ted Cruz. You're just going to have to wait.
I certainly hope so.
Mark my words.
Well, I am, and I really hope that you're correct, because I can't see us surviving anything else like a Hillary Clinton or anything like that.
No. I don't think Hillary. I think she's too old. I think the day of old presidents are gone. I don't think she'll be elected. But, yeah, Barack Obama's going to mess it up so much that they're going to go to a Ted Cruz, not Christie, because Christie's mouth has been shut through all of this.
Yeah, Christie hasn't said much, but W came to see him yesterday. And so I'm wondering what's happening, because W is back out. And when he starts making the rounds, he goes on the nighttime shows. He's not jabbing at anything. But he made some really pointed remarks when he was on Letterman the other night. And I really, really am interested to see what's going to happen from that side, because I don't know whether he's representing the other people as well that we were talking, the progressives, and because his father is a progressive, but I think that his brother is going to run in 16 or in 20, depending on who we get as president, and he'll win.
Hmm.
He will win.
I don't know much about
you. Think
him.
He'll win?
I don't know.
Oh yeah.
I don't know much about him.
Oh yeah.
You think Jeb's gonna win?
If Jeb runs, he wins.
You think?
Really?
it works both ways. Okay, you have these hellions out here that are begging for the government to be their mama. Okay, so that's what you're dealing with here. You're not dealing with all people that think. There's some people that think, and they're going to want to have somebody that knows what the heck they're doing in office, and somebody that's done something before. Something. So
I don't really know much about Jeb.
Well,
Jeff.
Yep.
So that'll make three Bushes in office.
Mm-hmm.
You really think America will go for a dynasty like that?
Yep. I sure do. They tried to do it with Roosevelt. You see, he had two Roosevelts in. If there was another one, he would have got in, too.
And then we had Adam, too, didn't we?
I don't know if we had more than one Adam. Adams, yeah, I don't know about that one.
Have to look.
Yeah, I would too, you know, and I'm My hands are full here because I'm so upset that I can't keep control of my clock here, and commercials are jumping in on me, so I'm tripping sometimes. But look, it does not make sense what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget Benghazi. Don't forget IRS. Don't forget NSA. Don't forget Obamacare. Don't forget the rest of the things that are going on. Don't forget, and you need to be writing and calling your people.
Congressman,
you say stop this foolishness down here, please. It's this craziness. Change this law, shut it down, start all over from scratch, because you're killing people, and they know that they're killing people. They knew they were going to be, and they were a lot. Yeah, a lot of people do.
But they believe the Kool-Aid won't kill you.
37%. He's at 36. He's below. He's below. CNN has him at 41% of total approval rating. Now, if CNN got him at 41,
they don't like him anymore.
What I'm going to say, if CNN has him at 41, he must be at 20. That's all I can tell you. He's got to be at 20 because CNN got him at 41. Because CNN, you know they're all in that pocket. Okay, let me do this one. Here we go. 626, you're in the air.
Hey, what's happening? Thanks for letting me in your bubble. This is Covina Man from L.A.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, I think that the nuclear option really was a long time coming. I really don't see anything wrong with it. You know, even when the shoe was on the other foot, it's only logical that in a representative democracy that being in the majority should count for something. Shouldn't have to be limited to having a artificial threshold of a filibuster. And you see what the difference has been when you combine the number of obstructed justices and whatnot for Obama compared to all the other white presidents. I think it becomes obvious, you know, to the people with the eyes wide open of what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jeff, you know, here's the thing. You know, there is no such thing. Well, now there's no such thing as being a gentleman anymore. They've taken the gloves off, and the Republicans need to fight back. And I mean, in a serious way, because when they get in office and when they get power back in Congress, there's no being a gentleman anymore, because they've proven that's not the kind of fight they're going to fight. And at some point, they need to grow some cojones and act like they're representing the people. I just don't get it. And the thing about it is, there, Covina, you know, for 200 years this was in place for a reason. It was to allow the minority to have a voice in laws that are being passed. And right now,
right,
we've got nothing. Until the midterm elections, there will nothing will be passed through the House or through the Senate or through Congress. It'll all be done by regulation, because that's what the Senate is.
Yeah, you're right. We're going to be right back after then with Tracy and Friends.
You've been listening to After Hours with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every week.
Hey, South Carolina.
Hey.
Hey.
That's exactly what they've done, Tracy. They've officially shut down Congress because there's nothing's going to happen. You're going to have gridlock. And the only thing that's going to pass is going to be passed by executive order or regulation.
South Carolina, that begs the question that if you have gridlock coming, what has been happening for the last, 24 months or so.
You're not understanding what I'm saying here. We're talking about the Senate essentially shutting down all debate, period. There will be no more debate. We're going
to
do it the way we want
to
do it, period. Because we have the majority, and we don't have to listen to you. I mean, we should have saw that coming when Barack Obama said, when he got elected, I won. And that was it. So we
have consequences.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really quibbling over nothing. I mean,
no, it's not quibbling over nothing. It is a big deal.
Because the thing is, having the filibuster the way that it was pretty much creating the gridlock.
Now, at least, it's not the same.
You would have the water flowing, at least from the House has their version, and now the Senate can have their version, and then they can either come to a compromise, come to the negotiation and see if anything can get done or not. It just shouldn't be like the House trying to get over there, and then the filibuster,
Have you ever heard of Robert's Rules of Order? In Robert's Rules of Order, you have a motion, somebody seconds the motion, and then you have the question. That's for anybody who has an objection or want to put the thing, or you want to hash out what's going on. With this, Robert's Rules of Order is out the window. I don't have to have a question. I don't have to ask the answers. I got a motion on the floor, and we're going to vote on it right now. Everybody else can just sit down and shut up. We're not going to talk about it. And that's essentially what the Senate has done. What's the Senate Democrats?
Hey, come in a man.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Come in a man. My question is, we know that politics in life is cyclical. So tell me, what happens when Republicans get back in power and they shut down the Democrats?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this a good idea?
I totally agree with you on that situation. I think there should be, having the filibuster creates an artificial roadblock that really shouldn't exist. It should be that if you want to have your agenda and you win the election, you should have it. And if the president is on your side or against, you veto or pass it or whatever. But that's the way it should go. This thing should move forward rather than just being stymied because of ideology.
But, Covina Man,
yes, ma'am.
What happens when the power shifts? The same good idea is today is going to be a bad idea tomorrow. Just like it was a bad idea before, and now it's a good idea today. That's not good.
Well, things happen. Things change. That's the way life is. We're professional. Yes, sir.
Here's the thing, okay? What's going to happen is they're going to say the reason why they had to do this is because Republicans would not talk to us. They would not compromise with us, and so on and so forth. That's why we had to invoke the nuclear option, so we can get something passed through Congress, so we can get some stuff done. And that's not true. They wanted to do it this way anyway. I don't understand. In 2005, Barack Obama himself stood up on the Senate floor and claimed that this was a bad idea and we should not do it. But yet, in 2013, he does it. Harry Reid does the same thing.
Yeah, I think that the intellectual people should have disagreed with him on that. Probably did. But I understand, if you have a version, let's say for whatever it is, we want to debate withdrawing troops from West Germany. Okay, so the House passes law, the Senate passes law, and then you come to a negotiation. You put your the people that's supposed to negotiate over the difference of the bill, and then they come together and they vote on it. Now that's the way it's supposed to work.
It's not going to happen now because they only want what they want. There is no debate. There will be no other side of the issue coming out of the Senate. Period.
I'm agreeing with you.
It's going to be war.
That's okay. We enjoy politics. We like that. We want to see action. We want to see the debate. We want to have consequences for people voting. We don't just want to have people come in and shut something down. We want to get in office, pass the legislation that we want to pass, and then if people don't like it, you vote the people out. Now, the problem with that thing is, I'm sitting on the situation where I'm looking at it. Hillary Clinton is going to win 300 plus, close to 400 electoral votes, and there's nothing the Republicans can do about it. They can have the Senate, they can have the House, and they're going to have to, it's going to have to, it's going to be that way. From here to whenever, probably in our lifetime, you're not going to see no right-wing Republican get into office.
Did you say
Hillary's
going to get like 400?
I said close to. I said close to.
No, she's not.
I know she got 300 coming in, so we just going from 300.
No, she's
not. How close is he gonna get? She got at least what a Barack Obama had. Plus, you got to.
You're delusional.
He had to deal with racism. Say what?
He had to deal with racism. And you.
So
what
you're
do you mean he had to deal with?
So she ain't got to deal
what
with her. You got to add
about,
another.
Man? You're sipping some of that Oprah Kool-Aid, man.
Oprah Kool-Aid.
Barack Obama.
I'm trying to have an intelligent conversation, me. I'm trying to have an intelligent conversation.
He could not have won without the white vote.
That ain't what I said, dude. You just stick with the comment. I said, she coming in with at least 300 and something electoral votes. You got a problem with that?
No, she's not.
No way.
Okay, what state? Okay, I'm going to intelligent conversation here. What states did Obama win twice that Hillary Clinton is not going to win?
She's not going to win, but if she does win, they won't be. She's not walking into the race with 300 electoral college votes.
I just asked, okay. But I'm asking you, what state did Barack Obama win twice and Hillary Clinton is not going to win?
Apparently, you're not understanding.
And millions of Americans who ask us to be their voice, I fear that the already partisan atmosphere in Washington will be poisoned to the point where no one will be able to agree on anything.
This nuclear option is ultimately an example of the arrogance of power. It is a fundamental power grab.
For people to suggest that you can break the rules to change the rules is un-American.
The nuclear option, if successful, will turn the Senate into a body that could have its rules broken at any time by a majority of senators unhappy with any position taken by the minority. It begins with judicial nominations. Next will be executive appointments, and then legislation.
That doesn't serve anyone's best interest, and it certainly isn't what the patriots who founded this democracy had in mind.
I say to my friends on the Republican side, you may own the field right now, but you won't own it forever. And I pray God when the Democrats take back control, we don't make the kind of naked power grab you are doing.
And we're back. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. We're talking to you about what's going on in the world today and how America has just been changed. I want you to know that this is not a good change. And but then again, maybe it is a good change, because just maybe, we'll be able to salvage some type of decency out of this whole situation and move on, and maybe we'll start being a better nation after this. 330-207, you're in the air as well.
Hey, Brother Jeff, just read you giving me a call. Listen here, good brother. I just wanted to ask you right quick. I know that you're kind of upset a little bit about the way things has went on this voting stuff and them changing things. Now, Jeff, you my buddy, you my classmate. We've been in school a long time and knew each other for quite a long time. Now, I'm asking you right now, do you want to change parties, brother?
Change parties for what?
Be on the winning side, baby.
Oh, please. That's just like asking me to be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And you know that ain't going to happen.
I know that ain't going to happen because that ain't going to happen on my part, on that part.
See, well, I'm a better man than you because I ain't no way. Why don't I be on the winning side? That side is not going to win for a whole lot longer, friend.
Well, I don't know.
I'm going to tell you.
I don't really see too many. Huh?
Well, I see plenty. Do you see your boy Randy? Yeah.
This is not about winning or losing.
Say that again.
It's not about winning or losing, Fred.
Well, Trace, my sweet, I know I can't get you over on the other side, but I figure since me and Jeff went to school together and we've been knowing each other a long time, I might be able to sway him to get over that. I can't do nothing with you. I know I can't do nothing with you, so I ain't going to worry about that.
But, Les, this is not about being on the winning and losing side.
It is. It's always about winning, honey.
No.
I learned that from Vince Lombardi. That's winning and everything.
Yes.
It's the only thing.
Yes.
That's what I learned.
Son,
I love Lombardi.
No, baby, listen, honey, sweetie.
Yes, darling.
If America blows up, and you in America, you blowing up with America. See,
yes.
This is not about winning or losing. This is about living.
Okay.
Red,
but I feel,
you just come in here.
Tracy, sweetheart, I still believe in winning. Winning, that's the only thing. It ain't everything, it's the only thing.
I believe in winning in football, but when I'm talking about politics, I'm not talking about winning and losing. I'm talking about making sure tomorrow is there for the future.
Right, I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, my dear.
So if the Republicans try something stupid too, you know, say, Tracy, don't be stupid, because when the Democrats tried stupid, you were against it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
This is about America and its future and leaving it for your children and your grandchildren, and so that when we get old, we can sit back and look and say, wow.
Right.
But I don't want to sit back and look and say, oh, my God, they're going to kill me because of something that I allowed to happen.
Yeah,
young and dumb.
Right.
I doubt that there would be a bill in the Senate that says we're going to kill people.
Go ahead, Kavina Man, say that again.
You don't want to know.
No, I want to know.
I said, Kavina
Man,
that's
you don't
want to
know.
A bill on at the Senate that says we're going to kill people. Senate Bill number 201, we're going to kill people.
We don't kill people.
You're not going to see that.
You don't want to know.
That's what Tracy was just saying.
I want to hear what everybody's saying because I want to understand.
I can't make it out either.
You sound
exactly
like me now. Yeah, you sound like me now.
I can't hardly hear you, Trey, because you're breaking up.
Can you
up.
Hear me now?
I hear you.
Yeah, a little bit better, but you keep breaking up a lot, though.
I'm going to get off the phone. I just want y'all to know, Jeff, you don't want to hear what he got to say. You don't want to hear, Jeff.
I want to hear it.
No, you don't. Hey, guys, I'm going to go to Simon's, and I love y'all, but I got to go eat some lunch. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Bye.
Yeah, let me tell you what I said during the break. Yeah, it wasn't that big a deal. I didn't even think it was that big a deal. I just said that Hillary Clinton is coming in with at least 300 electoral votes, heading towards 400. Now I don't know if she's gonna get 400, but I'm saying she got it. She's starting on ground with the states that Obama had won twice. So I'm saying, if Obama won these states twice, you saying in the next coming election, Hillary Clinton could not win those same states? I mean, what state is going to go in a different direction? I don't understand.
Well,
why was that controversial?
You're not taking it into context. The fact that you've had a health care program that she endorsed that's just blown up, okay? You're not taking it in contract that next year when the employer mandate goes away, what's going to happen when you've got 80 to 90 million people losing their health care because the Democrats said that if you like your health care, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. You're not taking that into consideration.
Nor are you taking into consideration
that which state do you think is going to go lead towards? You think all of a sudden New York or New Jersey or It's going to be all sudden.
You don't need them.
I don't understand. Yeah.
You don't need them to win. Obama won by doing one thing. He was able to use his blackness to overrun certain areas and his youth to overrun certain areas. And he did a wonderful job because if you look at the map,
yeah,
you would say Obama.
I mean, they'd be mad at him about that.
Well, no, I'm not either. It was masterful. Hey, somebody's the window's up.
It ain't mine. That's not mine. I don't know who that is.
Hold on, 626-644.
Oh, hello.
Hello. You had your window making a lot of... Yeah, you're here. You're there.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm at work, so I had to leave the building. Sorry about that. But I hate to talk about your classmate, but she's one of the reasons why I'm single. You know, because you can't treat... No, I'm going to tell you, because you can't treat politics like sports. It's not a game. And whether the president or is Republican or Democrat, if they mess up, we all suffer. So all this...
True. Yeah, you're right about that, though, my dear. But at the same time, I mean, you know, I don't think you should take politics, you know, just to the heart in general without being able to have a little bit of laughter about it. It's already serious enough. I mean, you can't go through life just in general thinking that everything.
Yeah,
but you can if that's your choice. But, I mean, the way you're saying it is like everyone should look at it like that. And I don't, but that's my choice, though.
Well, I'm taking it seriously right now because you got a lot of people that
can
really lose their health care.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can go ahead and chill out. Let her
finish, Rick.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you this. It's just like when the press secretary, it was a few weeks ago, you know, he was speaking on behalf of the president, and he made a joke. Hey, how about those Red Sox? It's like, seriously, now is not the time to be making a joke. Because the joke is going to be on us.
Oh, yeah, it already is.
Feeling, but I disagree.
I know you do.
This division. Okay, big deal. If Obama makes a mistake, the Republicans get happy. If the Republicans make a mistake, the Democrats get happy. But how does that change health care? How does that change people from losing their jobs?
Man, y'all
and
should
you're
just
really not winning
California.
Because you still got to get up and go to work anyway and still do what you need to do.
Right.
And y'all should just figured out.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't understand it. I'm trying to see what
the
punchline
is. I know you don't. Because a lot of people vote based
on
political party.
Hold on, Red.
Jeff, I'm going to call back. Go ahead. I'm going to let the young lady talk and stuff, and I'll get back to you. I got somebody here at the door right quick. Okay.
Okay. You and the Covina man are in the same place out here in California.
He's about maybe only 20 minutes away from me.
Oh, okay.
What city are you in?
What
city are you in?
Yeah. Do I want to say? the only reason why I don't say, because I also have a radio show. So, you know, if people don't like what I say, I don't want them come looking for me.
Oh my goodness.
But I wanted to say, you know how people, they're always, you know, yes, I'm a registered Democrat and all of this stuff. It's like, oh, you're for gay marriage? No, I'm not for gay marriage. Are you for abortion? No, I'm not for abortion, but you just said you're a Democrat.
Hey, are you my
Facebook
friend?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
I got a face and a voice now. Okay.
Yeah, because I am a registered Democrat. However, I'm not one of these, you know, every time the Republicans make a mistake, I think it's funny. It's not funny because we're all still in the same boat. I don't get joy out of, you know, when Republicans make a mistake or when Democrats make a mistake. It's not, you know what I mean? Maybe I do take politics too seriously because I don't know. It's just crazy. And then Republicans, the thing that's getting me sick with Republicans is that they're not standing by their convictions hard enough. they keep trying to toe the line in order to get votes, and you can't keep, you know, trying to go on both sides of the fence. Either you're for something or you're not.
You know, just like, you know, I said earlier, the time for being a gentleman, that time has passed. You can't bring a knife to a gunfight, and that's exactly what we've got here. You just can't do that.
And not only that, you know, who knows, Hillary might be the next president, because I'm looking at the Republicans. Who is a viable candidate at this point?
You got plenty.
Who right now is standing by the convictions, though, of the Republican Party?
Ted Cruz, Mike Lee. Yeah, Mike
Lee.
Will
they win? And when it comes down to it, will they really have the guts to go up there and say, I'm for abortion, I do not like homosexuality? I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Cruz will.
Well, we'll see. I don't, you know, because that's one thing about the Democratic Party. I'll give it to them there. When they say they're for, you know, homosexuality, they are. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's not entirely true. Hillary Clinton was all for Margaret's. No, it's not. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I live in California. Trust me.
Hang on a second. Let me finish, and I'll shut up because my voice ain't doing very good. Hillary Clinton said she was an early 20th century progressive, and she also said she supported Margaret Sanger. And then she backpedaled on it and said about that whole killing all black people thing. She wasn't so all for that.
I'm talking about not one person. As a whole, the Democratic Party stands by their convictions.
Well, they do because they don't have any. Yeah,
well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, it does matter, and it matters because of this. They don't have any convictions. They'll do whatever the hell somebody wants to do, so they'll get a vote and stay in power. They
and
could care less about
sit back
no,
and allow
no.
it to happen.
Well,
like
Republicans,
keep, like people keep complaining about gay marriage, this and that. Why are you not protesting?
I don't see anybody
doing anything
because
about
Republican,
it.
Republicans don't protest because we have jobs.
No, honey.
Oh,
I'm not talking
goodness.
About that kind of protest. You can send a freaking email, okay? This is not.
Oh,
the
we no.
This
you
is
better
the
believe they got.
Century.
Says believe
and
you me.
And as far
believe
as
you me. Wait a minute.
I'm sure the people. Wait. I'm sure the people that protested with Martin Luther King Jr. They had jobs too, sir. So don't try to act like they were on
unemployed.
Don't try to understand the mind of a racist. It only confuses you. Just let it go.
Oh yeah, I do.
Well,
I do.
I can't believe I just heard you say that you're all for something that takes away protections for our minority.
And I'm sick of this term minority.
I'm gonna let that
go.
God.
I'm
gonna let that go.
I know this is getting,
No, the filibuster is there to protect the majority, to protect the minority from the tyranny of the minority. And Covina Man just said he's glad they did away with it. So he's for taking away protections of a tyrannical majority against the minority.
And the AFC is. We don't live in a democracy, okay? This is not a democracy, but I'm gonna tell you this, Covina Man. What you are gonna cause by all of this stuff is you're gonna cause civil war, and it's not a good
civil war.
It's not.
Stay in reality, Jeff.
No, you stay in reality,
man. Walk away from the light.
You stay that way, son, because I'll tell you just like this. You don't understand. When you're making somebody be in the dregs of society and put up with stuff, your filthiness, just because you want a vote, they're about, you know, they said it was a mistake, but they announced that they weren't going to with pedophilia. That it was no longer going to be considered a mental disorder. Okay, they say that was a mistake, a misprint by the printer or whatever. But I never heard the printer recant that. I think that they put that thing in there on purpose to see how it was going to fly. understand something.
Things are getting worse and worse.
The Democrat Party, the National Democrat Progressives, are hell bent on destroying this country. And you don't realize it because you just think, yeah, get away from them Republicans, prejudiced Republicans. And they give you all of these rules, all these stupid behind things about why all the Republicans are prejudiced, and they bring up the Southern strategy, which is the most foolish thing in the world to bring up. Because somebody used a tactic does not mean that everybody in the freaking party thinks like some of the people in the South did. Because all people in the South were not... We're not racist.
And I'm going to agree with you on that as far as Republicans. I'm really getting sick of that, too, because, come on, that means so your average Democrat walking down the street likes me as a black person because they're a Democrat? That's ridiculous. I live out here in California. I don't see Democrats giving any special love to black people.
They don't ever.
No,
they
don't.
Won't. They never. And not only that, Covina, man, me and you know it. Where we live at, it's a dump. All where the black people live at, of course not all, because you have Baldwin Hills, Ladera Heights. I'm talking about Compton. When I was a little girl, it was a low-income neighborhood. I'm 44. It's still low-income. Same thing with Watts. All of these places. It's the
and
same.
And they're all Hispanic now. Black people don't live out there anymore.
Yeah, but we still only, in California, we only make up 9% of the population. But still, we don't get any love, which is probably why we only make up 9% of the population. A lot of people are moving back to the South.
Absolutely.
Well, we're at least they have control down there. African American people in the South are much more in control of how the politics run and how it affects them in the South than they are in the West, East, and North. It is absolutely ludicrous.
It is. It really is. Yeah, and the only reason why I'm still here, to be honest with you, because I hate snow.
I tell you what, I hear you. I definitely hear you.
It's getting really bad out here. It's overcrowded. It's a mess. It really is a mess. And you have like a small pocket of good cities. You know what I mean? And I've been born and raised in California, so I've seen the change. And it's changing for the worse, unfortunately, because all the rich people, they're leaving.
They're being taxed out. But nobody believes that, you guys, so you gotta be quiet, okay?
I don't know if that's totally true, because I think that rich people are probably leaving Southern California and going to Northern California. If you go to San Francisco and Silicon Valley, you got a lot of rich people up there, and they ain't really going anywhere.
Yeah, but they're only in small pockets in California. Because remember, back in the day, all the rich people lived in Beverly Hills. They all lived in Bel Air. Nowadays, rich people, they're buying up a lot of property in Wyoming, things of that nature, even celebrities. They may own a little house here and stuff, but it's not their main base the way it used to be when they used to give those little Beverly Hill tours where you point at the houses of celebrities. It's not like that anymore. They're out. And because the taxes are too high, sales tax 9.75%.
Goodness.
And LA County is
9.75%.
And LA County is 10%. We have our own extra tax.
Yeah.
But I'll say California is ran by San Francisco. It's not ran by Southern California. It used to be a Southern California state. Now it's a Northern California. That's where all the rich Jewish people live. Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer,
not all the rich people in California are Jewish, man. Come on.
No, I'm just saying, that's who I said controls California. We got plenty of rich Asian people that immigrate into the country.
Yeah, because I know in Beverly Hills there's a lot of Middle Eastern now in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, that's who came. Americans moved out. They sold their multi-million-dollar estates to the Arabs, to the Chinese. And so you walk in San Gabriel Valley, which I live in, Covina, it is dominated by rich imported Asians.
And that's something, and great. But here once again, when you have those people like that, do you know who those people are? They are your, I'm gonna tell you who they are. These are your people that are your ultra liberal people that are concentrating in California. Your conservative
base is. And they
could
care less. Yeah.
They could care less, and they don't. They could care less. They're the elitists. They're the ones that are taking over. They're the ones that are raising your taxes sky high to take care of stupid stuff. And for you to have to bow down and be part of whatever they say, because they are decadent in their mindset, they're decadent in their morals, and they don't care. And when you see that, you have no society. When you have no societal standards, well, you keep voting for them then. But when you have no societal standard, then watch what happens. You will have to wear a gun on your belt, because people will be freely doing. Huh?
So you can't do that in California.
Yeah. But watch what happens in California when you allow the crazies to take over.
Yeah, but the thing is this, Jeff. Even if I could wear a gun on my belt in California, it's a good chance I might get shot by a cop. So I can't.
Or by George Zimmerman.
Yeah, I would be terrified to be strapped, even if it was in the law. I don't know, because, I thought I'd seen a fine, shiny object.
Yeah,
I'd be terrified to own a weapon.
You would?
I own a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
You would be terrified to own a
yes.
weapon?
Yes, because let me
I
tell
own
you
a whole
something.
Lot
Back
of
in
them.
The day, let me tell you something. Back in the day when people were shot out here in California, it was usually like a gang member, and the cops would say, well, I thought he had a weapon. I thought I seen a shiny object, and people would brush it off. But nowadays, as we know, innocent people are getting killed just for knocking on a door asking for help. So I can imagine me owning a gun, and I get pulled over by the police for a traffic stop that may be real or fake. Oh, no, they could say I pointed the weapon at them. And it doesn't even have to be a cop, because I don't want to down and degrade cops. It could be anybody that fears for their life because of me, and I'm 5 feet tall.
And so be it. But I'm not going to give up my weapon.
Yeah. I mean, look what happened to the chick in Detroit who knocked on a door asking for help unarmed.
But is that something that happens? Is that something that happens every day? No, that was an isolated incident.
It used to happen every day in California.
No, you can't keep
every
saying it's an isolated incident.
Yes, sir.
You can't keep saying it's an isolated incident.
It doesn't
incident.
Happen here.
Yeah. You sound
in California though.
South.
Do you remember that?
Go ahead.
Do you remember that all that stuff back in the 90s about the corrupt police department and stuff? They had their reforms there, but in LA that stuff happened every day. Everybody gets shot. Mm-hmm. It was like dozens. Like, maybe in Detroit and places like that, if you have gang killing and stuff. They did that here in L.A., but there will also be a slew of police shootings here in L.A.
And the bad thing about it is nothing is ever researched, because it's always blamed on the victim, just like with Trayvon Martin. Well, he was a thug. Well, he was living with his daddy anyway, so evidently he had a problem anyway. So it's always looked at that way.
And the truth comes out about George Zimmerman, like the rest of us knew all along.
All those Republicans are doing that, though. You know that's who's doing this. All those Republicans.
Oh,
hey, wait a minute, Alex. Did the was it the Republicans down there that covered up Trayvon Martin?
You said that covered it up.
Yeah.
Didn't Sean Hannity have a fundraiser for that fool?
Well, I think it was.
Oh, please don't mention Sean Hannity.
Me either.
I had to bring in the KKK a minute ago. I mean,
he's not a KKKer, but I can't
stand him
either.
Don't bring that in.
Yeah.
I can't take him, and I can hardly take O'Reilly sometimes. O'Reilly ticks me off because he's given the president so many passes when it shouldn't have been. And I mean, I know, oh, my God, he gives him passes every day. You don't watch him, so don't even start.
But he used to be.
Don't even start.
I watch
Fox, so don't start because he gives him passes, and I get ticked off.
Yeah, but I hate it. The thing I hate about Sean Hannity, he'll complain about Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, but invites him on their show, they'll argue, and they all collect a paycheck.
Well, I mean, he's got to keep a show going, but you see they moved him and put the other girl in their place.
And she's
supposed to
be doing pretty good.
Well, she is good, though.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the whole thing.
I might have to check it out.
Well, she's the girl they put on in Hannity's spot is good. See, this is the one thing about Fox. They will bring the other side in and argue it. When you go to MSNBC... and CNN and all this other stuff, you don't get any real,
I think that's where you're wrong, Jeff.
I'm not wrong, sir.
But okay, let me add to my opinion here. The most anti-Obama show on TV, other than Fox, I mean, other than let's say Sean Hannity, is Joe Scarborough. That's the most anti-Obama show on television.
Well, he's supposed to be a conservative, you know.
I'm just saying, that's the most anti-Obama show on TV.
I disagree with you, but I got you.
And that's on MSNBC.
Hey, Jeff.
And then how do you move from CNN, how many people move from CNN onto Fox? And you don't think that's coincidence if people say, oh, that
Fox
was a
liberal
Fox media?
Takes all their conservatives. Fox takes all their conservatives.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, I got to agree with you that Fox does seem to – now, they're not the greatest at it, but they do seem to offer a more – they'll bring the other side in more than the other stations. Because I remember when they when MSNBC brought Ron Paul on, and – It was hilarious because all these Democrat liberal guys, they were completely oblivious to the things that was coming out of his mouth, and they were like, because all the predictions that he made about the government, spying on us, probably ending up assassinating Americans, which we ended up doing through Americans. He predicted all that, the housing crash, all these things that people are ignoring, and they were just like completely oblivious because Democrats, they talk in their own bubble, in their own intellectual bubble, would it like to, you know. And they're not. It's almost like what do you call it, that intellectual puffery, you know? They're not really. They like how each other. They like to hear each other talk, but they're not really talking about anything.
Hey, Alex, I would totally agree with that. Now the thing is, because I don't look at the media as being particularly liberal, or maybe it is liberal. It's just not. I feel that if they have an agenda. Like, it's for instance, like, Gun Control, and you went on MSNBC, it's Gun Control. They wouldn't have one there, like, a black person who actually in favor of guns, right? They would only have a certain – they have a way of trying to manipulate us black folks or anybody to only see people that agree with the white establishment, whether that establishment is conservative or liberal. They never have people on there who just think pro-black.
You're saying on what station?
Any station, but I'm just saying I would agree with you if you're talking about MSNBC on certain issues. I had to point out about the gun control, for example.
I know when I think it was O'Reilly. He brought Tavis Smiley on his show with about the whole Trayvon Martin thing, and Tavis Smiley was like, he said there right there on the air. Well, yeah, you're allowed to stand your ground unless you're a black man.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I don't know. I mean, I think it's an example of Fox actually allowing that other outside to you know, be aired, you know.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree with you. I saw the interview. I think that was a great interview. But what Tyrus Smiley did, because the reason why they brought Tyrus Smiley on that show on Bella, right, because he has been known to be recently anti-Obama. So that's why they brought him on. They thought he was going to come on there and spew an anti-Obama agenda. And he just gave Bill O'Reilly the you know, two middle fingers to his racist face. And he didn't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
I mean, he sure did, and he did not dog the president. He said, "I don't like what he's doing, but I support him," and which is fair. You know, there's nothing that you can say to that. That's a fair place to come from. But once again, you know, you're not. Let me ask you a question, Covina Man. You think. And I agree with you pretty much on certain things that you say about white supremacy in America. There's no doubt about it. But what's stopping us now is not white supremacy. What's stopping us now is elitism. And that elitism right now is wearing a black face. I gotta go. I'll be right back.
Jurors reach a verdict in the triple murder trial of James Ferreira. At 1:15 p.m. yesterday afternoon, the jury informed the court they found Ferreira.
Was it? That lady must be out here. She must be in Pasadena. 626 is not that big of an area code.
Hello?
Would you have your own radio show? Is it on the air, or is it on Blog Talk Radio?
Hello?
Hello? Oh,
hello?
Breaking up. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, sorry, I'm back at work.
Yeah,
I do, and because I've heard you before.
Is your show on Blog Talk Radio?
Oh, blog.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, blog. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, breaking up something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but
yeah,
I've heard you
I'm
before.
At work too, but... okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm at work too.
Hold on.
I have my own office, so nobody else is here.
I can do my...
Yeah, I'm in my computer. I can do my notes and talk on this show at the same time.
Oh, hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, good, good. Okay, sorry about that. Oh, no, I don't have my own office, so. Yeah, but no, I've heard you before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard you on other shows.
Oh, yeah, I'm on Blog Talk Radio often.
Yeah, because I have a show there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I heard you on, you know, different other shows and stuff like that.
Yeah, I talk about all kinds of subjects. But what's the name of your show?
The Lisa Effect.
Oh, the Lisa thing. Okay, yeah. I think I may have called into your show before. Maybe.
Yeah, and I was being a little nice today. Some of my stuff is, you know, it can get, you know, it can get heated.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I had to, because I know I disagree with Jeff a little bit when he says, well, I can't say it too much here. But when he's saying, oh, well, he doesn't agree that it's all based on, you know, Supreme.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, it's like, well, if that's the case, then what? It has to be that. What else?
Yeah.
Still there, Covino Man?
Yeah, I'm still here. I think he's coming back on.
There's been so many things that held us down. But now I'm going to have to get back.
Finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long
you
way
still
to
there?
Go.
Yeah, we're still here, but I think actually it's a bumper move. He's coming back on.
I'm on Facebook.
And this is the
I'll look that up.
Song that United States Senate is playing today. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, Jeff in the air chair. It is now 9:45, 2:00 here on Friday afternoon. Thank God it's Friday. Oh, I get to do what I love to do today, and I am happy. How you all doing out there here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on WSOM 600 AM on your iHeart radio dial as well? We're here talking to you about what's on your mind. And I got my California people out here, and I got 412 Alex in there. Had a couple more. They're hanging in there. Local number is 330-781-9600. So if you so desire, give me a call and start talking about it. But we were talking about what's going on in the Senate, what's going on in this country, and I was just asking Covina Man a question, and I'm losing my train of thought because I'm doing everything in here today. Tracy left me home alone again. I think I'm going to sue her for abandonment. That's the way it is. We just gotta do these things. Anyway, callers online. Covina Man,
yeah,
where
Jeff,
were we at?
You're talking about the elite is now, you know, running the things instead of the supremacists, you were saying.
Because white supremacists are white supremacists, but you have to understand that the progressives, they're sort of everybody. They're sort of a lot of different people. And you're running into a situation here that they control your education, they control your media, they control now your health care. Because they are going to be running your health care, the elitists. And guess who they don't care about? They don't care about poor people. And I know that people are going to say, oh, Jeff, they do care. It wasn't them that cut the food stamps and this and that. Food stamps don't help you. Food stamps keep you where you're at. They marginalize you. Well, that's my other 626.
I think she's talking to somebody in the background. But I think that you're absolutely right. I would predict that it's only a matter of time before black people will be no longer welcome in the black in the Democratic coalition, because black folks,
I agree,
because black folks aren't changing on their views on homosexuality. They're not changing on their views about feminism or black men, especially aren't too kind with divorce laws or situational welfare. So it's only a matter of time before they just get frustrated. We get frustrated with each other, and we just have to part company at some point.
Yeah, but where will you part company to?
That's the thing. Black folks are either going to have to go it alone, or they have nowhere to go. And I think it's only a matter of time. It's not like it's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 years. But I would say eventually, in my and your lifetime,
is going to come to that head.
I will tell you this, that 2016 will be the last time when black people are going to be necessary. And after that, you will be totally ignored because they'll get you all excited about some voter suppression again. You'll run up, get up, run out and go vote. Now, they're going to tell me that there's voter suppression in the state of Ohio. That is a lie. Why is it a lie? Because in the state of Ohio, you can call down to your Board of Elections, have your ballot sent to the House. Have it sent to the House. And you don't have to show ID or nothing. You don't show the mailman your ID to pick up your mail, do you? When it's in your mailbox.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
You know, they may not – I was listening to – I read this news report of what some Democrats are proposing right now, and they may not have to wait to 2016 because with the issues in the health care law, some of them are proposing to just legalize a lot of illegal immigrants to help pay for it, you know, because then – they would be into the system and they would be paying into it, and then that they're saying that would give them the revenue to, you know, do what they need to do. And if you do that, if you legalize 10 million illegals, then I mean, if you think we're a minority now, we become super minorities at that point.
Well, right now we are the minute minority because the Hispanics have passed us up, and the Asians have passed us up.
Well, yeah, now, this is
but I'm saying that if that happens, then I mean, what you were saying would definitely come to fruition, where we would ultimately, I mean, we would just be outright ignored at that point. Because
like I said. I think the 2016, because I think that this is going to be so contentious, because he has ruled so worthlessly. I mean, with the things that he's allowed to happen, and you know, with these crazy things that they do with foreign policy, et cetera, et cetera. You know,
hold
Jimmy
on,
Carter.
Yeah, let me respond to you real quick before you go on to.
I will, and then 334 Alabama.
Okay.
You come in right after Covina, man. Go ahead.
I think that what you said was it's not going to be 2016 or whatever. It's because the voting rights is one of the things that black folks take very, very serious. That's probably on one of the top lists of where black folks are taking serious.
Okay.
You can mess with something else, but you're not going to mess with the voting rights. That's where we're going to draw the line. And in two,
okay.
I don't think that, black folks – oh, shoot, I lost my train of thought, Jim. But – I'll come back on it, man. I got to straighten.
Yeah, but let's go with this voting rights thing. I mean, sorry about that, Alabama. I shut you down. Go ahead, Alabama. Go ahead.
Yeah, I find this interesting what you guys are saying. I actually agree. The only thing is, I don't know about black people leaving the Democrat. I don't ever see that happening because racism has been drilled in so hard to where Any option, not even going Republican, just even independent, anything has been so engrafted in to where it's like, I mean, somebody can come in and say, hey, let's not vote Republican or Democrat. Let's do, even still, it's just so, we're so pride, you know, in there. It's almost like we're soldered into the party now. So when they come in and do the things they're going to do for these illegals, and they're going to do it, then I see us suffering at a level we probably haven't suffered since before Civil War. I mean, we're going way back to done near the slavery as far as the suffering that we're going to have because you're right, Jeff. The mentality is that of government assistance. You had a caller the other day and said he going to vote to take other people's stuff to the day he died. But if somebody giving you something, they controlling you. All I want is you to leave
Absolutely.
Me alone. That's all. I think anybody, even Covina Man, can say, hey, if we're independent, we own our own communities and businesses in our communities. They take our hair businesses over. other races are coming in, taking stuff over. If we owned this stuff in our community, then I think, and that's what it's going to have to be in the future. We're going to have to be more independent and not depend on some government official, because we're about to be really marginalized, because they're killing us at a rate through abortion and in jail and all that, to where it's just, I mean, it's coming, man. I see it coming real soon. I think it might be, yeah, the next election might be it for us. After that, who cares? Once they make these 20 million illegals legal, that's, and it's going to probably be 40 when they get, when they announce it, because they're going to wait a good year before they do it, and another 30 million going to come in. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you get 10, you it's going to be, it's just going to be like a
that's
a
how
run
stupid the government is. They'll say, yeah, we're going on this date, we're going to do something. Give 8 months. They're going to leave the border open and let 30 million come across. Then they're going to try to do it. Then they still ain't going to close the border. So that's
no. Well, here's the thing.
Is, though, I'll go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead. I'm okay.
The thing is, if you let in whatever the millions of illegal aliens, it's going to be more government programs. If you look at the track record of the Hispanics coming to L.A., coming to California, you don't get it's not like they're bringing in entrepreneur people or they're bringing in people to start a business. These are some of the most government-dependent people you ever seen in your life. If you think Ray Ray and Pookie and Shaniqua was on a dime, look at all these Hispanic people coming in on a dime. They work a marginal job and get the rest of it in government programs.
That's my point. That's my huge point, and because they're going to come on. Now, see, the thought is this. We've killed off so many people through abortion that we don't have enough people to support the Social Security system. They're thinking that the next move is they legalize these people. Now, with this guy destroying jobs left and right, I don't know what they're going to come over here and do. But they think that they'll come over and be gainfully employed and pay in the Social Security and pay a little bit of taxes for those. But a lot of these people are very resourceful, and they will reach the middle class very quickly because they're hungry for it. See, I don't want to be poor. I want to win. I want to get over. I want all of it. But guess what? In this country, many people can live so well off the grid that you got a whole bunch of them that they're not going to do nothing. They're not going to do anything. That's when you have the pictures of the ghetto, but it's more Caucasian people on the system than there are black, but they always put the face of these things as black people. Always.
Yeah, I think.
So what?
Another thing with black folks. The reason why relating to what Alex was talking about. No, Alex at Alabama was that. Black folks are the only people that they really don't care about fixing the problem. I honestly don't believe that black folks, other than the educated black folks, I'm talking about the non-educated black folks, they really don't care about fixing a problem. They're content of being marginalized. That's a content lifestyle.
Wait a minute, that's Alabama. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from...
That ain't me. I don't know why everybody be blaming me for something. My mic muted.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Alabama, that's me. Sorry.
But yeah, as far as black folk, I agree with you, man. I honestly don't think they care. I honestly, and this is just the problem I see with the Hispanic issue, because they have America right here, they can come over the fence and do what they got to do. it's not forcing them to overthrow and reform their government because their system is broken. And nobody's going to stand up because they got, hey, we got this pressure valve over here called America, not the tax, the American taxpayer, not America. The American taxpayer can pay for our mishaps. If those folks was forced to live in their country and die or starve, then you'll see some real change in these countries. These people will start having some fiscal responsibility over here doing what they got to do to help themselves. They ain't got to help themselves. They just, all they got to do is catch a train and ride up, you know, through South America and come up here to America and live off our dollars that we out here having to get up out of our bed and pay for.
Exactly, and they're not interested.
And then another thing, I'm going to say this right here. Us as blacks, I think this is the thing we got to look at. We're the ones that took all these ass whippings over here to get what we got, to get the rights we have.
We're
the ones that took
beatings and suffering and all the hangings and stuff. Well, where were they? Yeah. Now that all this stuff has happened, here they come jumping the fence, coming over here talking about they better than us, looking their noses down at black people. And I have a major issue with that because I feel like at the end of the day, you wouldn't be, and nobody would be here for if it wasn't for black people. None of them. Even two-thirds of these white people don't realize that they just got here 100 years ago. We've been over here suffering, hanging, doing. And then the problem I have, most of everybody that come from another country, even Africans, look down at African-Americans. You got to respect people. Because I'm from Montgomery. Our people went through the bus boycott. Our people started this. I got a major issue with that, coming over here thinking you better than people. And most of these foreigners, they're better than us,
but not
especially
only that,
Hispanics.
But no money.
The ones that come over here from India and the ones that come over here from Asia.
You
wouldn't look. They wouldn't be riding in the same buses. They wouldn't be living in the same neighborhood. It's because of what we went through that they're able to have it. They don't appreciate us. I ain't going to say kiss our butt, but at least respect black people.
Because
half of them come over here, they want to assimilate into a white culture. They want to be as white as they can when they come over here, and they turn their nose up at us.
I
was just going to say, I'm going to have to disagree with you a little bit with them trying to pretend, because they don't have to pretend. They come here like it is what it is. I'm keeping, you know, whatever religion or whatever I have, and you're going to conform, not me.
When I say
they want to assimilate into white culture, what I mean is they try to be, they have a lot of, idiosyncrasies of European, they do, a lot of them do. There are certain parts of the Dominican Republic, you go in, you think you out there in Southern California somewhere. The way they talk, the way they act, the way they dress, Abercrombie, the type of clothes they wear, they have that in them.
Yeah, but see, that's the difference. Because, see, the ones coming over here, they're not interested in Abercrombie and Fitch or none of that.
Right. Let me add in here, because I think what I was saying was going to be important. That I think the thing is the difference between black folks and these other immigrant people that come in is that black folks, we're based ourselves in Christianity, brotherhood, everybody, your brother, and get along. And so we have this mentality that we're going to get along with everybody. We're not going to get along with them. We're going to get along with them. That's
and we
feel our religion,
we always
our
try
culture.
To make friends and
right.
all of this, and then in the end we get stepped on, and we never learn our lesson.
Right. The Asian people, they're not Christian. The Muslim people, they're not Christian.
Mm-hmm.
The Jewish people, they're not Christian.
No.
They don't have a brotherhood mentality. They have I'm kicking your ass mentality.
No, hold on. You can look at the Catholics coming from South America. Most of those people from South America are Catholic. Most of the people from South America are Catholic. They coming over here, they still got that same mentality. These people will dog eat dog.
Let me tell you.
They feel that they don't have to conform. I'm talking about the ones from Mexico. They're not conforming.
Look, you can keep your culture. I don't care. Look, you can keep your culture whatever, but don't come over here and disrespect us.
Oh, they do. They're like, guess what? I'm not learning English. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. And you will.
Well, not only that, I'm better than the black man. I'm better than you because you're black.
Oh, that goes without a doubt.
Yeah,
the N word, one of the first words of English they know. They know the N word when they get over here. See, I got a major problem. Like, who do you think you are coming to our country?
Oh, yeah.
Your country run down. Folks over, like in India, you got folks over there bathing in feces infested rivers. And then you're going to come over here and look down at us. Like, well,
yeah.
I don't think, and I'm not dogging. Look, I go to India. If I go to any country, I'm gonna respect the people. I'm not gonna look at them like I'm better than them. But you don't come over here and treat us like you're better than us.
But I have a problem too. Go ahead.
I would like to know what's the definition of a black person.
Hey, what's the solution? What's going on?
Well, you know what I learned out here in California? It's all based on stereotypes. Because when I talk to people from other countries, a lot of times they ask me, am I from Cuba? Am I biracial? And I'm like, I wonder why they're asking me that. Then it dawned on me, I wonder, are they looking at TV or movies and they see how black people are portrayed? And since I don't fit that, then, you must be mixed. You must be from another country. So I don't know if that's it. I don't know, but it's interesting, though. But I will have to say I haven't had any problems with people from other countries, and it could be because I'm a woman, maybe. Maybe if I were a black man, maybe it would be different. I don't know. But
you're a black man over here in this country. You are the scum of the earth. You are the lowest human being.
Yeah.
You're the lowest. You are a public enemy, number one. And that's just the bottom line.
Everybody wants to be you, but people want to be you. That's the thing.
They want to steal stuff from you. That I'll agree with. They'll take our culture, but they dang so. Yeah, but they don't want to live next to us.
Yeah, but who is a black man? Give a definition of that.
African descent, man. African descent, predominantly African descent.
Okay, that's everybody.
It changes. Well, let's look at the definition. Depends on what white people's definition is.
Okay,
one
of the problems
is
you haven't defined yourself. And
now, here's Tracy Winbush.
We can't define ourselves. We can't. We don't have the power to define ourselves.
The right of free and open debate is taken away from the minority party and the millions of Americans who ask us to be their voice. I fear that the already partisan atmosphere in Washington will be poisoned to the point where no one will be able to agree on anything.
This nuclear option is ultimately an example
of
arrogance of power.
Okay,
it is a fundamental power grab.
For people to suggest that you can break the rules to change the rules is un-American.
The nuclear option, if successful, will turn the Senate into a body that could have its rules broken at any time by a majority of senators unhappy with any position taken by the minority. It begins with judicial nominations. Next will be executive appointments, and then legislation.
That doesn't serve anyone's best interest, and it certainly isn't what the patriots who founded this democracy had in mind.
I say to my friends on the Republican side, you may own the field right now, but you won't own it forever. And I pray God, when the Democrats take back control, we don't make the kind of naked power grab you are doing.
And we're back. Afternoon with Tracy and friends, with our new U.S. Senate national anthem. It is live, large, and in charge. Afternoon, Tracy and friends, here on WSOM 600 AM at 10 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock. On a Friday, so we're winding it down. All right, thank you. Thank you, McFadden and Whitehead. You did your thing, and now the Senate has adopted you all's song as their national anthem. So we look forward to seeing how this is going to happen, because I'm going to tell you this. I ain't buying it. I think we have enough American people left. They're going to be totally ticked off about this one. But we'll see. We'll see. All right, local caller, you're in there.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
When am I going to get my dinner?
What did I owe you dinner for, sweetie?
You remember when I
told you how the election was going to come out, who was going to end up winning?
Oh, I knew. I knew that was going to happen, but I'm going to still get you dinner.
We made a bet on it. And you want to know something else? Did you see where they sentenced Lisa Anna, what is her name, Ananiti. Okay. Well, when Trafficking took a bribe from those people, he got, what, 7-8 years prison term? She got 5 months for prison term, 5 months house probation, and 200 hours of community service.
Yeah, this is
so
true.
That means she really sang like a canary. And you want to know something? What I told you before, they're going to end up indicting our mayor that we got now, and our a president of council is going to end up being mayor again.
Well, that was the plan here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about wait, Pam, nobody knows what we're talking about. So I'm just going to break them in on it. We're talking to people all over the country. We had a very contentious race here in the Youngstown, Ohio area for mayor, and we had one candidate that was had been under indictment a couple years ago, but then the indictment went away, and he ran for mayor. But the indictment could come back if the FBI released certain information that implicated him. So we haven't seen the end of the matter, and that's what's going on here. Some of the Democrats in this area did not want to vote for the gentleman that won, and some of the Black Democrats, and they pulled away from from supporting him. And when they did, they were scourged openly. And I'm just going to say it like that. They were scourged openly. And that's what happens here. You cannot leave the plantation in Youngstown, Ohio. I'm sorry. You're not allowed. If you do, we're going to destroy you and call you all kind of names. So, see, I watch, and when I tell you that there's no way that I would be there, not only because of what their morals are, but because of some of the things that they do and their power, all the corruption in this area is not laid to the feet of any Republican.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, go ahead.
The only independent person we ever had to get to be mayor was Mayor Jay Williams, and he left to go to join president down in Washington, D.C.
And he is down there now.
He did a magnificent job of campaigning, and there was nothing they could bring up in his past that would put shadows on him. So when our other candidates that the people pushed off to support, when he came in, he knew that he had baggage. And instead of him putting that baggage out there, he waited until the news did it to him, until they tried to destroy his campaign. So you know I told you that if every one of us voted for him, it wouldn't have made a difference, because all the other people who voted for those other candidates if you had to put all of those votes together, the one who would not have won.
What?
Because of his baggage that was on him. So you know what? I voted for, you remember the candidate we had said that she used to be a drug dealer and her
father. Yeah.
Well, I voted for her, but they didn't even count mine, like Joe used to say. The lights went out, and they didn't even count my vote.
Well.
Because she only got one vote, and she should have got two. She should have got hers and mine.
Well. I didn't. Thanks a lot, Auntie.
So I'm just going to let you know I'm waiting on my dinner.
All right, baby. I got it for you.
Okay.
Unlisted caller, you're in the air. Unlisted caller, you are in the air.
Yes. I was just asking the question earlier, what is black? That question is bandied about so often.
Another California man here, Mr. Solutions. Where you been, man? I ain't heard from you in months.
Oh, I've been just having a phenomenal time.
Very good.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. Well, see, one of the problems is you have a bunch of confused people promoting their confusion. If you're not powerless and poor, you're not black. You should seek people with similar ideas. Seeking people with the same hue, skin hue, is sort of crazy. In fact, it is crazy. So when I ask the question all the time, I say, what is black in America? And no one can answer that question, yet they want to be it, and they want to ensure that you are it. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, I don't
That's
quite
insane.
Follow you because I don't quite follow you because I don't know what that
Okay, the question is very simple, Jeff. What is black in America? What does that term mean? What is a black person? Now, some people say, well, that's African of African descent. Hello? That's every damn person on the planet. Africa is the cradle of human civilization, correct?
I guess. Yes, go ahead. Make your point because you're...
That is the point. Seek people with similar ideas, not people with some sort of axe to grind.
Okay,
Mr. Solution, we know other people have heard you ask that question before, and it confuses everybody because
I know
people,
it does.
All right, it's under the assumption that when we talk about the blackest, the darkest person in the room with the curly hair on the head, that wool hair is usually referred to as a black person.
There yeah, that's meaningless,
planet,
and that's
usually
silly.
Referred to as a black person. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. What you should be concerned about is the brain underneath the curly hair and the skull.
Well, look. Here's what I'll say. We just had, and not so blind, you are you're live, and so are you, Diva, just in case, because I knew you would want to talk during the break. The situation is this, we're not really dealing with blackness here in a certain way, but black people...
Well, yes,
people,
you are, because you keep using the term.
I'm not done. Black people are not monolithic in understanding.
What does that
okay?
mean?
They're not monolithic.
What
they're
does
not
that
the
mean?
Same. They're not. You cannot name just a person black because what it refers to in us primarily is skin color, but then
really?
it takes on a whole lot of other things as well, and so you know as far as what kind of black person, Obama black, is it me black, is it Mr. Solutions black, which I would
what
say
all three. What defines Obama as black?
His skin color.
That's silly. There are people from India.
To me, too.
There are people
I agree.
From Sri Lanka. There are people from all over the world who have pigmented skin, and they are not black.
I agree with you.
I think most indigenous people are the original people on the planet. So the people in India, they're ancient, you know, descendants of the black, if you will, from their area. If you go to China, you see the same thing. If you go to Japan, you see the same thing. It's because places in Southeast Asia, you see the
man.
Same thing.
Right.
Yes,
man. Just to add to what
culture.
You're saying, just
you're
to add to what Covina
culture.
Man is saying,
see,
if you go back
thing.
In Japan, they'll actually say in Japan that a person is more samurai. When it came to samurai, they'll say to be a true samurai, you had to be black. And so what I think
yes,
what
sir.
This guy, what's his name, Mr. Solution is saying is that there's no such thing as European or Asian. It's everybody's just African on the whole planet. That's what your definition is.
And if you can still hear me, what you need to focus on, if you focus on anything that makes sense, is your culture. Now, what is your culture? That's what you need to focus on. Because
in that case, Jonathan Martin was the guy that was being picked on in Miami. Is not black because of his culture, whereas Richie Incognito is because he had more in common with the quote-unquote black players on the team. I disagree with that. This guy, when
yeah,
he walks out the door,
point.
If you see this guy in some shorts and a T-shirt out on the street and you don't know who he is, you're going to treat him as a black man.
What I'm hearing, the feedback I'm hearing may indeed define blacks in America. Completely confused.
But here's the thing that I'm going to say, Mr. Solutions, because I could care less about this right now because I just watched where the country that I live in has just elected or put in power a dictator. And I am ticked off about it. I'm very ticked off about it. That's what we're talking about now. But in doing that, we were talking about how black people don't really realize either what's going on, and aptly said by Kavina Man that most blacks don't really want to solve any solutions.
But also, we should be really upset right now.
We came out in groves and voted and then you're going to go and ignore black people. Just ignore us, and now you're finna help the Hispanics. He finna do all this stuff to try to get them to secure Democrat power and marginalizing us. Hadn't done anything for us as a people. And let's be honest now. I mean, they like to say people like handouts and stuff, black people. But, okay, that's one thing. But then when you want to talk about reparations and what is right, and as far as making things right, reparations as far as economic stability, I guarantee you that's what just about every black person. You sit down with any, I guarantee economic stability and independence from the government. That's what black people want. Guaranteed.
I disagree with you, man.
The same thing Asia's got.
Yeah, but I got another caller. Go ahead, Diva, and Not So Blind Mike, you be next.
Hello?
Yeah, that wasn't me. That's somebody else. I'm just listening.
This is Diva. This is Lisa again from California.
Oh, okay, California. Diva, you wanting to come in? Because you were next. If you are.
No, I'm just listening.
Had a quick
okay,
point.
Very good. Go ahead, California.
Yeah, let me answer Mr. Solution's questions real quick. As far
everyone
as
faces challenges.
Hello?
Go ahead.
That's based on whoever's in power. When on my birth certificate, it says I'm colored. When I was a teenager, I was black, and now I'm African-American. I did not make that decision.
Well, Jeff, may I chime in?
Yeah, go ahead.
People with power don't let other people define them. They define themselves.
It doesn't matter. If you don't have power, the ones in power will define you.
Well, okay, but you're missing what I'm saying. What you're saying is right in the reverse sense. When you find people who want reparations, you have to take reparations. Asking for reparations will never do the job. You can ask for
it. Well, we know that. I was answering your question. Your first question was what makes a black person black as far as reparations and things like that. That's never going to happen. We're too mixed up anyway.
Well, another gentleman said that, but my question was and still is, what is black in America? And if you don't define that, you should stop claiming it.
It's already
Mr. Solution, we have a definition that suffices for us to meet your qualifications.
What is it? I want to hear it.
We've given it.
What is it again?
Okay, let me give you a synopsis of black in America, Mr. Solution. And I don't want to dwell on this because this is not the subject right now. But we're going to talk about it. The deal is this: black in America are those that came to this country with dark skin, and they came under the auspices of being used as slaves, and were later freed, and still resided here because there was no place for them to go back to and no money to go back to it with. And so therefore, they are the people that historically have been here as they once were slaves, and then they are now free. That's black America. Those are a minority
but you know,
of
the
people.
Descendants, I'm sorry. The descendants of that group no longer identify with slavery. Most of those people don't even identify with the civil rights leaders, with Martin Luther King. So
no,
you have
but
a
it's
total
who they are
disconnect.
Anyway. Yeah, you have a disconnect because
we want from that.
Yeah. Like I said, is this just because somebody doesn't know their history doesn't mean that that's not who they are, and that's the problem.
Right. America is about power and privilege. Get both. And then you
Well, that's what we need to do. But the thing is the problem here is you still have a system that deals with you inequity. It's an inequitable system.
No. You have to – the whole point – look, I define this very often. America is a big pie. You can do it as an individual or you can do it as a group. All you have to do is get your slice. That's always
the
question.
Have I
gotten my slice of the pie?
I agree.
And that's it.
The solution. I agree.
You're an American, you're a human. That's it.
I agree. 440, you're in the air.
Yeah. I have a problem with the African-American part of this. I mean, I'm white, but I'm not Irish-American. I'm American.
Okay.
Most of the people, most of the black people in this country have never been to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
They may be black American, but they're not African-American. They've never been there.
That's part of white privilege, dude. That's part of white privilege. White people are able to.
I mean, I don't go around saying, oh, I'm Irish-American.
It doesn't matter because you look like you look like a non-Irish American. You look white.
Hey Jeff, can I chime in on that?
So you're black.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Alex. Go ahead,
Alex. Exactly. I look black.
Go ahead, Alex.
Well,
yeah.
I think this is an example yet again where people don't respect the humanity of black people, people of African descent. I doubt that you would ever go up to a person who looks Chinese, and just because they don't speak Chinese and they're second, two or three generations into this country, would you go and tell them you're not really Chinese American? Nobody would say that. And so, but to us, people have the audacity
to
say that to us.
No, you don't get it. I don't describe myself as that. You want to be segregated. You want to be segregated.
Yeah, we do.
Come on.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get this one. Let me get this one. 440, let me tell you this one. You have to understand something. We don't have a heritage. You have a heritage. You can follow your family back to whatever country you all came from. Okay? You understand? We don't. So we have to have our identity, and our identity here in America that we have to make for ourselves for our new heritage. It is not about us trying to be segregated. It's about us wanting to be our own identity. I'm not you. I'm not like you. And I'm not going to be like you. So you can't tell me.
Wait a minute.
I mean, you can say that if you want to, but it's not true. And as all the things that I've dealt with in this life, where just because of the color of my skin, somebody didn't want to do something, either buy from me, or they didn't want me to live next to them, or this, that, and the other. The bank wouldn't loan me. They'll loan me $50,000 for a freaking car, but they won't loan me $50,000 for a piece of property. See, you can't tell me that one. So, we don't want to be separate. We want our identity, and you have to understand that. If you don't, you're just going to be out because we're going to do what we do.
Jeff, just to add to that one second, if you really look at it, everybody in this country can say, well, we were discriminated against for a while. They did this, they did that. Black people, you're talking about a long, up until just 50 years ago, we were really supposed to be free. Just 50 years. So the first 190 years of this country, we wasn't even allowed to have things. So then you want to get at us and say, because we're thinking this, we've been thinking this way forever, because when we first got here, you guys separated and said, this guy's black, he's not equal, he's not on our level, he's not this, he's not that, we're not going to let him have
Absolutely.
The same things that other people can have. So then your people came here 100 years ago, and for a couple of years, they were discriminated against, but then they were allowed in because they needed a buffer between the elites and us. So that's
what they came,
and they allowed. That's where all these other people came from.
Well, what about people who haven't experienced the victimization mentality, who don't accept that?
Well, I mean, that's
Wait.
I'm not saying that's good for them, Mr. Solution. That's good for them.
But then on top of that, who said it's a victim there? You have to separate victimhood and saying, I can't do – I'm not saying I can't achieve things in life. I'm just saying what the history is and what has been done and why people think the way, why a lot of black people aren't where they want to be.
This is my position. This is my position. And I understand you. I'm a historian also. I understand what you're saying about history. But now the position is, what do you do about it? And here comes the
I say go out and get yours just like you do. I'm not saying be a victim.
Here comes
But
the
everybody is the victim.
Lord, help me
Wait a minute. I can tell you this. I'm not a victim. Even
card is played all the time, and you know it.
Do you know why? Do you know why it's played all the time? Because it happens all the time.
People got shot.
You have to understand that. You don't see it because it doesn't happen to you. So you can't speak on that.
It's a society.
Life or death. This guy is talking about some nonsense. It's life or death. Black people have this mentality because white folks have said this to black people, that it's all brotherhood. We all get along. There's no way that you, Jeff, or anybody here on black can go into Chinatown and put a business in there and the Chinatown people would allow it. But every Arab, Chinese, Japanese, whoever can come in and put up a business in the ghetto from a donut shop to a gas station and they don't see nothing about it because we accept everybody, but everybody rejects us. And then this idiot going to say, well, it's us that's
separated. Don't call him an idiot.
He's not identifying with history.
He's not an idiot.
This is the whole point, and don't get tempers ruffled. This is why you want to identify people who think like you. Certainly, you don't want to marry a woman who doesn't like you. You want to identify with people who have the same ideas and goals and aspirations as you do. And just because everyone doesn't have those particular ideals does not mean that they're bad people. You just have to find the people that agree with you, and it shouldn't be based on skin color.
Hey, this is Alex again. Mr. Solutions is great. I mean, he's correct. I mean, I have the same philosophy for my life because I can tell you, I mean, just because you're my color don't mean you're my kind. it really boils down to mentality, and I use that. In my everyday life and how I choose my friends and my inner circle. But what I wanted to say, because one of the questions I was asked was that, why is it that, why are black people, they think the way that they do or whatever? And the thing about it is that mainstream America likes to keep African Americans running in circles. That's what they do. They keep us running in circles. And you know, when you ask something like, well, why do you separate yourself? You know, you're black. It's crazy. Obama said it best. He said, I didn't choose to be black. America, you know, that's how they looked at me. You know, and it's true because even with the laws in this country, we can go through all the different laws of black codes and all this stuff, but let's just look at the marriage laws. The only reason why the state got involved in marriage was to prevent black people from marrying white people. And so now the chicken is coming home to roost because now they're like, oh, shoot, now these gays want their rights and all this stuff to get married. But that's what it was originally about. And they've been separating us for all these decades. And then you want to then have the audacity to turn around and say, well, you want to be separate. You know, it's just so asinine. You know, I'm willing to bet that 95% of all neighborhoods in this country, black neighborhoods, used to be white neighborhoods because white people didn't want to live around black people. And so,
Hold on. Allow me to make this point. Nothing about Obama defines him as black in his childhood, in his young adulthood, nor in his life now. That's insanity. Okay?
Historically, black in America
meant poor and powerless. That's what it meant. If you're not that, you're not black. Black was a condition, not a color.
I've sat here and I've listened to everyone, but to sit here and say because you have not been poor
raised poor and in a certain condition doesn't make you black. I'm sorry, but for me and what I see about society, black is identitive of not only our skin color, but our cultural, our culture. Meaning if you have a certain pigmentation, if you have ancestry of from a certain continent, they're going to deem you as black. So when they look at you, no matter what else they see, they're going to judge you first based off your skin color. Now, President Obama does not look like he's biracial. He just looked like he might got some high yellow people, some high yellow parents, and some white down the line. You wouldn't know he had a white mother, white family until he told you. So that is indicative of all African Americans who identify themselves as being black. I'm sorry if you think black deals with economic issues only. But for me and most of us, that's not because then you can't say that someone who is a black person born rich is not black. Then what
have
are they?
Have you thought of getting counseling?
Have you thought of getting a brain implant or something?
Diva,
okay,
Diva.
See, you're being insulting now. All I'm telling you is you have psychological and emotional issues. You should get counseling.
No, I don't have. No, you are being insulting because you're making a judgment call based on me contributing to a conversation.
Oh, no.
It's
well,
not,
yeah, I am. But what I'm
Mr.
saying
Solutions,
is...
Mr. Solutions, hold on. Hold on, Mr. Solutions. Diva, it's not that you contributed. It's what you contributed. And what I try to say, period, is reasoning has to be based in something. And it has to be based in fact if you're going to reason well. You can't just reason off the top of your head something that ain't the truth. I'm not done.
Him saying President Obama was
done.
Not
I'm not done,
in
Diva. Okay, so you won't listen. Once again, if you can't just make up something and start making up some kind of logic behind it, because your logic is flawed. That's why he said what he said. All right, go ahead. Now you may speak, Diva.
You know, Lord,
okay,
hold
now
my
you don't
tongue.
Choose to speak.
Because now you're being ignorant.
No, you said
now
some crazy stuff just then. You don't realize.
No, it's not. Look,
everybody
I'm not going to argue.
Everybody on the phone.
I'm trying
do you
to get
agree
some understanding.
Diva?
I'm trying to get some understanding from Mr. Solutions as to what exactly is he thinking. Is he believing that President Obama cannot be identified as black because he was raised by white people?
No,
basically in Hawaii,
black.
In a middle-class society?
Okay, I'm going to give you a brief history lesson. Slavery was about economics. That was all about an economic imperative, okay? Now, they should have reparated the slaves after slavery was over. They didn't do that, all right? Now, the point is this. Black in America, like I say, it wasn't a color, it was a condition. And they used color in large part to create a condition. But the whole point is if you're not powerless and you're not poor, you're not defined as those descendants of slaves, because slaves were their lives were supposed to go into providing comfort and wealth for someone else. If that's not who you are, stop identifying with that. That's why I said you needed counseling.
So are you saying
you're
identifying with being black?
You are identifying with a non-reality. Now, you can keep doing that. You have the option to continue doing that. But it's
so anyone on this
is what I'm trying to get you to say.
Who has identified themselves as black needs to seek counseling? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is, first of all, when I ask the question, people throw the word black around all the time. And I ask one question, what is black in America? And I never get an intelligent answer, ever.
No, you want an answer that identifies what you believe. But like Jeff said, we are a monolithic people. We are not all going to agree 100% on what black is. You can't deny how society views black. Black in society today has nothing to do with the things that you're talking about, even though I'm saying, yes, you are correct, but it has to do with how they look at you, how they view you.
Well, okay, but wait a minute. Who looks at you? Why do you care about that?
It's not about whether I care or not. That's the fact.
What's most important should be how you look at you, not how someone else looks at you.
It doesn't matter what I care. I don't care what they think. I don't mind them considering me black. I don't mind having that label. I love being black. I love my skin tone. I love the culture that I live in. I don't regret any of it. I wouldn't want to be anything else. But the facts can't be lied that that's how they view you when they see our skin color. They don't see nothing else but skin color, and they're going to say, oh, that's a black person.
Problem you're having, she's arguing against herself. You're arguing right. against yourself. On the
Whatever.
One hand, you say it's how other people see you, and then on the other hand, you say you don't care how other people see you. Which is it?
You're trying to figure out why we identify with black, why that even matters, why it even cares. And anytime someone points out to you a simple answer, you throw
black.
It away. Why? Because
okay.
you're whatever
first
you
of all,
believe.
What is black? What do you define black as in America?
Point of view.
She did again. I don't want to go through it again, okay?
This is the big problem, Jeff. Like I say, she needs psychological counseling. She's confused. She's very loquacious, but
listen.
She needs psychological and emotional counseling.
Not so blind, Mike. What do you have to say about this?
Oh, I'm just listening. I know my
okay.
place. I can't learn anything from this conversation. I'm trying to figure out what it means to be white then, you know?
Oh, there you go.
Because if
local
you're blind,
caller.
If you're blind, what difference does it make?
Local caller?
What it means to be white in America.
Hey, everybody, slow down. Local caller, you're next.
Yes, I'm going to jump into the fray. Diva was going round and round, and I don't want to go into that spiel, but... What I was going to do when I was going to, it was almost like how you play jump rope and you get your chance to jump.
Double dutch, you got to get in.
Yeah. What I was going to say was there's a third area. I'm going to say Puerto Ricans here in Youngstown identify with nobody except being Puerto Rican. They don't see race. They see themselves as a non-racial group. They could be black as black can be.
Yes.
They're not black. They're Puerto Rican, mm-hmm. and they refuse to see that. So if you got to belong to a race, I don't care what you say. They had slaves in Puerto Rico. They brought them over. In fact, they stayed slaves longer than we did here in America. But yet they still refuse. If somebody puts a label on them and calls them black, they say, well, no, I'm Puerto Rican. But no, that's an escapism in a way because you don't want to identify your race. There's white Puerto Ricans, black Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, and
I just feel like some people resent that label and they don't want to identify with it, and then they have they call themselves the brown race, which is logical because really nobody is black. I haven't seen a black person unless you go to Africa. White people aren't white. And some of them could get pretty white.
I don't know. There's some very.
I would call them the pink race.
Some very, very dark-skinned people here in town, so...
Yeah, but I would just go to say, like, it should be instead of black, it should be brown, because that's logical. There's really...
It doesn't matter to me. What the label is what Mr. Solutions is referring to. And
as far as reparations go, they gave it to the Japanese people who were in the internment camps. Well, I think a little bit slavery is a little bit more than being in an internment camp. It's been in there for 100 years or so. So there should be some reparations. They gave it to everybody else. The Indians are still getting reparations. They get a check every month from the government. So I feel like, you know, that we should get some kind of reparations and get some clean and just say stop labeling yourself as a culture. You're not. You're more than a culture. You need to come clean.
They don't know who to give it to.
They sure don't.
Goodbye.
All right, thanks a lot. It's good to hear from you again.
What I was going to say, Jeff, was Solutions Man said that the problem with, and he went down a whole list, and I don't remember if this was on a break or went on the open line, that blacks see themselves as all brothers, and they take care of each other, and it went down a whole checklist of things, whereas, and then he went down a checklist of Jews and Asians and Muslims don't do that. Well, then, where did the stereotype come from, quote, all Jews stick together, okay, and all Muslims, you know, and so I just don't accept his definition that he was trying to push out there. Because I know a lot
yes.
of black people, they'll stab another black person in the back instantly if they get the chance.
though. This is true. Somebody's got a lot of background noise. You got to mute your phone or something. This cannot happen.
So it just comes down to people. It's not about race. It's about people. It's about the way people behave. And Spanish is not a race. Spanish is an ethnicity because they're from a country, a Spanish-speaking country. You know, pretty Puerto Rican, you're from a country. That's like
right.
American,
there's only one
race.
There are different ethnicities.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and when they defined a, well, there's the human race, but then when they
There's only one race, the human race, and see, unless people can move forward from this elementary way of thinking, they will not progress. There is no progress in this conversation because what we should be talking about is power and empowerment, and you do that through similar ideas. And
yeah.
You were right about the other group of people. Historically, people have been defined by culture, and the primary determinant of culture is language. Even though there are nuanced differences in the way people speak in America, the different ethnicities, they're all Americans. And if anyone from outside of America hear your speech, they identify you immediately, culturally, an American. It is only Americans who are ignorant and don't identify themselves as Americans. A house divided cannot stand. And that's my position.
Well, I mean, you're right. And like I said, you took me off of what I wanted to talk about and let you, because I thought there was some things to, you know, of value.
I'll
to talk
answer
about.
Your subject. Well, what is your subject? What subject were you dealing with?
I was dealing with the nuclear option being done with the hypocritical Democrats who had a fit when Republicans were going to do it when Bush was in office, and that Republicans never did it. It's a 200-year-old law that has never been tampered with, and then all of a sudden when this stupid behind health care law starts going down, then they decide they better load up this court so that they'll get right rulings, for them in the D.C. Circuit Court.
Why
and in the federal court.
Joe Biden's comment about the power grab of the Republicans. You better hope when we take power we don't do this. Excuse me, the power grab wasn't in the House. It was in the Senate, which is Democrat. That's why they got this through. So what is Biden talking about, the Republican power grab? I don't get it.
Biden is two-faced as well, and like you said, you saw
the party he belongs to.
You saw the in America, the making of a dictatorship. Now, I know that nobody believes that, and nobody thinks that that's possible or true, but if you read the man's books, you will see he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do, and it's not for your betterment. This is the thing that's getting me about the people here in America. I think they're absolutely absent, and it's bothering me. Black, white, red, yellow, whatever, it doesn't matter. You have to start thinking. Now, you're going to say it's okay for him to put George Bush's NSA on steroids like he did, but yet, you complained about Bush. You complained about Bush till the cows came home. You called him every name in the book. But nobody called you a racist for calling Bush names. But as soon as you disagree with this guy,
is okay with the NSA, what Obama's doing with the NSA. I don't think anybody on the left is in agreement with that.
Oh, please.
You
the wife been doing something
and
about
allow
it.
You guys to eviscerate him just because you would disagree with him politically.
No. We eviscerate him because he's destroying what we have as a system here.
See,
you have a system here that works.
Mindset. That's the thing about the conservative worldview. You guys don't want things to fundamentally change. You want things
no,
to stay
no, Diva,
changed.
Diva, do you want your heart to fundamentally change?
It depends. If I fuck with
okay,
a guy
yeah,
and
no, no,
come
no
up
I mean
him,
you got
yes.
you got a heart that's working well. You want it to fundamentally change?
I'm trying
no,
to
No, you don't
your
because
analysis.
It will kill you. That's what you're doing right now. Do you want to try cancer out for a couple years
okay.
to find out what and you dealt with that. But I'm saying, do you want to try it out for a couple years to see whether it's good or bad for you?
I mean,
that's what you just
Jefferson's
did with one-sixth of your whole...
Jefferson's been singing his song tune since the conception of the U.S. Constitution. And
who's been saying what?
We haven't died yet. Things change. Society changes.
Wait a minute. Who's been? What same song are you talking about, Diva? Because, see, you like to throw out things without any facts to back them up. So tell me right now, what song? And who's doing all the rustling around? Well, I don't know if that's... Let me see if that's Alex. Nope. Okay, 626 it was. Okay, go ahead.
Thing is, every time something fundamentally changes in this country, you guys always are saying we're going to die. America is going to die as we know it. In
and
a
it
way,
did. And it, every time
I, in
it
a way,
did,
you
it did.
You can't deny that because if the old way is not working, it has to die off in order for something new to come forward.
But Diva, sweetheart, you confuse fundamentally with the word fundamentals versus procedural. And this is the big debate. You say all conservatives don't like fundamental change. No, nobody who is good at anything they do wants the fundamentals of what they do tampered with. Now let's talk about mechanisms and let's talk about procedures, but don't change fundamentals. See, to you, the Constitution is a bunch of laws. The Constitution is not a law. The Constitution is a document that prescribes how laws will be handled in this country, who will do them. That's the fundamental.
And
the
that's
shift
what it,
here
exactly
is,
what it is
people who
just
have no right to change the law take it upon themselves unilaterally to change laws, and they strip the fundamentals of the power and the beauty of the Constitution. The Constitution never gave the federal government this much power. It was supposed to be your decision at your local level and your state level.
I beg to
and
differ.
And you're confused
but
on that.
There's
what
no begging to differ. Wait, wait. Mike, wait a minute. Yeah. There is no begging to differ, Diva. You know why? Because the Constitution tells you that that's what it's about. And see, when you bring up stuff like that, that's what makes people angry with you. And they don't realize why you do it. I do. But the thing is you bring up stupid stuff, okay? That has nothing to do with it. I beg to differ.
Hold on for a second.
That's what the document says.
In the power of the states and not give federal government any power.
Yeah.
Who would have stayed with the Articles of Confederation?
Did nobody say any power? Nobody said
over to the Constitution.
Nobody said no power. We said not this much power, and they have way too much power. Go ahead.
Who brought in the rule of the filibuster then? Because that's not in the Constitution.
200 years has been the same, Diva.
Let's just sew this up real quick. All you have to do is read the 10th Amendment. It says any powers not explicitly written here is reserved to the states and the people. It doesn't get any more clear than that.
Nope. Sure it doesn't.
That's the fundamental change you keep fearing, Diva. It's the mechanism by which you have all your freedoms. Because if a state goes rogue, the people can leave that state and go one of the other 49 states where the fundamental freedoms are still in place. But if the federal government grabs all the power, where will you go, Diva? If you don't like the new fundamental.
Again, that's what you guys are afraid of, is that the federal government is
going to
grab
all
the power.
It's an understanding of something. See, Diva, here's the problem. You don't see yourself in the one-up position in any category, so you fear you have nothing to lose because you see yourself as a victim.
Again,
if you have something
you're making
to
a
lose,
judgment
Steve,
call.
Let him
finish
his statement,
asinine, Diva.
No, that's an asinine judgment call. Because have I ever told you that I view myself as a victim?
You don't have to. Your words say it every time you speak, Diva. Every time you speak,
you're making
it's
an
always
assumption.
The same.
You
name one category.
It's not an assumption. We listen to you every day.
No, it is an assumption. It is an assumption.
No, it's not.
You guys want
okay, we're going
to
give you a moment,
law.
Diva.
You want to talk about the Constitution?
Diva, we're going
to
give you your moment.
Filibuster was never
name
in the Constitution.
Name one category you feel superior to the average American, and don't say Democrat. Name one category of personal accomplishment or personal
the world's
possession.
Coming to an end. America, as we know, is coming to an end.
Okay. I have to keep cutting her off
that's
because
not a
she's,
personal accomplishment.
Because she won't talk. Okay.
Fine.
Yeah, I cut you off, Diva, because you're filibustering. We got rid of that rule here. You ain't allowed. 440, you're in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, she hung up.
Yeah. You know what? 99% of what Diva says, I don't value too much. But we all have to agree that she's engaged. And that's saying a lot more than most of our country. Okay? And it's our job, if we think that we're right, to inform her what the right thing is. And I mean, the name calling and some of the other things I heard, that's not right. It's totally not right. I mean, if we think a certain way, and, you know, she needs to be informed, let's inform her, but let's not make it so combative. I mean, I was really disappointed to hear some of the guys say what they said to her. That's not right. And that's all I got to say. And
well,
I disagree with her almost all the time, but...
Yeah.
We can't.
Well, she's a very difficult
way.
Person to discuss with because
she doesn't
follow any line of logic.
I agree. I agree that she's engaged and it's our job.
She's not engaged.
It's our job to
turn. She's not engaged. She's come. No.
She's
not engaged, dog. let me say something. That's not engagement. That is. Fight all the time. I'm going to oppose and I'm going to do this all the time. That's all she knows.
Well, we have to be smarter than that than to go down that road with her. So that has to be handled a different way.
Yeah, don't confuse
that's
being engaged.
That's all I
got to
say. I mean, the name calling and that, we got to do away with that. That's not any good. That doesn't do anybody any good. You know, you can't say, go see a psychiatrist or, you know, you're stupid or that doesn't do anybody any good. You're not going to sway anybody to your line of thinking when you do that.
Yeah. Well,
that's
I would say
all
don't confuse confused engaged with locked horns. There's a big difference.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying, but, I mean, I see a lot of disengaged people every day. I mean, they have no clue. At least she's out there trying to grasp what's going on, and I'll give her credit for that. So...
I think that she's out there trying to make everybody think that what she thinks about what's going on is right. I think that's her thing in life. And instead of saying, you know, once again, right in the face of what we just said about the Constitution, you see her still arguing. And that's why
I
put up on
all we gotta do is school her.
We gotta go because the
clock on the wall says that is all. We'll see you Monday, everybody. And no, that's the wrong thing I got here. It's not gonna work. But I thought Steve was gonna call back, but Diva left too. So I'm just gonna play this anyway. Hey, we love you guys. We'll see you next week. In the communist country of the United States of America. We'll see you next time.